Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Dad.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right Frenich? Get Frenich,
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip. Today's comedians are Ted Alejandro and Jim Gaffigan. Ooh.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. You know, I've been eating here a long time, right?
I would do anything for my wife. I'm aware of that. But there are people that are more romantic. Prince Edward abdicated his right to the English throne for the woman he loved. Isn't that unbelievable? He was forced to choose between the woman he loved or being King of England. And that idiot chose the broad. Now, I'm sure in that moment it was the right decision, and I'm happily married, but even in the best relationship, each person has thoughts where they go, I've made an enormous mistake. But we never thought, I could have been King of England. Do you think Prince Edward really ever got over that? Every time he had to empty the trash, he's like, the King of England doesn't have to empty trash. The King of England can chat with his ex on Facebook. My wife's pretty amazing. She is better at things, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Like her guilt trip, legendary. My wife is half Catholic, half Jewish, so her guilt trip is like a superpower. I walk in a room, she looks at me, and I feel horrible. And that's called love. We've been together so long, I will get angry about a guilt trip she hasn't even given me yet. I'll be like, I'm gonna watch a football game. She's like, okay. And I'm like, 'cause I want to.
The Beezer. The Beezer.
Well, they're white people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
Come, hurry up! Sex! All right! Who likes to masturbate? Dirty bitch! You guys are doing good. Come down for moose soup after.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show, Friday, November 22nd of 2019. I'm Corey. That's Chris.
That's Paul. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Did you wake up late?
No.
Oh, I did. I thought maybe it was catching or something. I saw you just walked in with your coat on. I thought maybe.
No, I just never took my coat off while I was getting ready.
I had to hit the alarm four times, apparently, this morning, without even remembering it.
Is that right?
Oh, God, I hate that, man. Luckily, I set it four times, because on the last one, it went off, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm up. What? Yes, that's exactly how I sounded. I hate that, man.
Yeah.
I hate being behind schedule. It's the worst. Hi.
You made it.
I made it.
It's Friday, so AJ's here. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. How's it
going? And the gentleman, John Creasel.
What's up? Vegas Day.
Look at you guys.
You lucky sons of bitches.
You lucky sons of bitches.
Thanks for the invite.
You're lucky
sons
of bitches.
Go to bed.
Oh, is that, can I?
We've borderline begged you to go.
I know. I should have.
Your lover's going. You're not going to be able to play Rocket League with Tim.
Way more specific. Oh, Rocket League Tim.
Yeah. He can play Rocket League from the hotel. He does on Switch, doesn't he?
If he gets just...
Yeah,
the liquor. He's landing when we take off. He's on an early flight this morning.
Lucky.
So,
lucky man.
That's problematic, though, because Tim, if you're familiar with Trailer Park Boys, Tim is like Jim Leahy in the sense that he becomes the liquor.
Yeah.
And so... I had to have a chat with them yesterday and explain, like, listen, dude, I need 100% my best friend there. I don't need to show up and be hanging out with, like, a drunk grimace, you know, like.
Right. Just take it down a notch till you guys get there.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Take a nap,
be ready for a second win. Right.
May I? If you don't mind. I love Tim. You know I love Tim. I love Tim. And I feel bad for him. Don't you cramp his style. If he wants to be licking the toilet by the time you get there, then that's his right.
Well, that's fine if he wants to do that.
That's his thing.
That's his thing. You lick that toilet, sir.
Yeah.
So we're
right there. He is. Hi, Tim.
We're sharing a room, and I told him make sure because you're getting there first, and his name's on it. Make sure it's wheelchair accessible because I need that.
Right.
And he said he's going to make sure it's like the one we had at Mirage, which is the one that full scoops you out of your wheelchair.
There's a
remote because one of my buddies when we're in that room we would do what's called special delivery, and I would get scooped out of my wheelchair after a shower, and I would hang over him and lower it pretty darn close. And then we'd say, special delivery, and our friend would open his eye, and he'd be looking at my eye.
You have one eye?
Yep, it's brown. And he said he wants to give me special deliveries. So...
God, hurry up!
Yeah, so Tim. He will be the liquor. Then.
He's going to be the liquor.
Yeah,
I hope not. Though I told him walk the strip. It's Paul, me, Brent. It is.
Now, what's Brent's cute nickname? Is that Caesar? Is it Tree?
We'll figure one out on this trip. Yeah, that's going to be everyone's job. We've got Scene Bear, Steve's brother Chris. We've got Sets. We've got Tommy O, Nick, Mikey,
Charlie.
Sounds like a good group.
Yeah. Sounds like a Twins roster.
Would have been nice.
Charlie bit me, though. I mean...
Yeah, that's his thing.
And it's such a diverse, greasy group, too, so if...
It's the land of the misfit toys.
It is.
Basically what it is.
I like it. Yeah, for you guys.
To pack a stray.
I'm telling you, we talked about this yesterday, Saucy. If I didn't have to have a thing to do tonight, I would have bought a ticket at the last moment.
Speaking of that, join Chris Hockey today from 11 to 1 to celebrate the grand opening of the Youngsteads Car Wash and Detail Center in Maple Grove. Meet Hawk, take some KFAN swag home, and lunch will be on Youngsteads, KFAN.com, keyword events.
I will not be participating as there is no evidence that charity works.
Did you know about that?
It's not a charity event. I did know about it. And I will be there, and I'm super happy.
That Youngsteads is sweet.
It's the car wash, man. It's a brand new car wash. It's as badass as a car wash can be.
Until next summer.
Right. Right.
Chris, there are afternoon flights, though.
Yeah,
just saying.
I have a thing tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's morning flights tomorrow.
I know. But then Corey would be by himself on Monday.
True.
Can't do it. I can't. I wants to. But I made, what's your name? Sauce. I made Sauce promise me that next year he would force me to join you guys.
Joined us 1 year.
I know, and it was the greatest of all.
It was very fun.
Yeah, they're a good group.
All
except
right.
for Swabine.
Well, who's going to be. How do you have enough vacation days to afford to go again? Jeez, you get a lot of vacation days.
You know what Abbott told me yesterday?
This ought to be good.
By the way, time out. Never mind what Abbott told me yesterday. We didn't change the time for the meeting today, right?
The lunch meeting?
Abbott?
No.
So you're not going to get to be there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who's not going to be there? You're not going to be there?
No.
Why?
Because we'll be on
vacation.
Yeah.
What time do you leave?
I leave.
Oh, my God. That is today.
I leave at right after the show.
Like, literally right after the show.
Well, right after initials.
Yeah.
I don't think we're staying till the end of the show, even.
Oh. Yeah, well, you're definitely going to be there. All right.
What
am I missing?
Paul's, when
wait
I
wait a minute.
Paul,
you don't,
I honestly wish I
Paul
knew.
Paul said, F this place. He goes, no one can tell me what to do. He said, I'm actually in charge.
Oh,
so
is
he
that
said,
right? Oh.
Okay, that's not what happened. You're going to ruin my mood on my vacation day. I'm going to swear on the air. Stop. This BS nonsense with Abbott is such garbage.
What is?
I walk into his office and he goes, I got something to tell you.
I don't think
I'll tell you tomorrow.
I don't think it's a big deal, dude. I go,
what is it? And he goes, I can't tell you now. I go, okay, well, now I think I'm getting fired. I've convinced myself
right, because that's
night,
what people do when they get fired, yeah, is so give you a, take us out the a heads up.
Well, I don't, but here's the
quick
thing, though.
Riddle.
Here's what it is. If it's,
something's happening tomorrow, can you figure it out?
That's my comeback to him is, if it's not a big deal, why can't you tell me?
Oh, I don't know. From what he told, timely. What he told, yeah, Zach and I yesterday was that he couldn't tell us until today. That's what he said.
Is he pregnant?
No, I don't know.
Wouldn't but that I, be
but
something?
You know what? Maybe he's right. I could see this happening. Would you guys like some calamari? No? Mozzarella
right.
sticks? You want mozzarella
right.
sticks? Okay, cool. We'll take some mozzarella sticks. I'll have a margarita. By the way, you guys are fired.
Right,
we're
right.
getting ready for the morning
and you
show.
Might want to get some takeout because you're not going to be able to afford to eat.
Do you right.
Would you stay for the snacks, though? You'd eat the snacks still.
Oh, yeah, for
why
sure.
Why not? They're
yeah,
free.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Hockey and I would get hammered drunk.
Yeah.
Good.
Jesus, I'm sorry, the wait, last hold meal. On a second. Did you say snacks?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I would eat both.
What did you think I said, Chris?
My sources say Sauce wouldn't eat that.
Ah! Maybe that's what we're having lunch about today. The rumors going around about Sauce and Lockjaw.
All right, Bina, I have to sit next to him on the flight.
Oh, so don't worry about it. He'll get one drink and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
We're sitting
he'll
first
drink
class.
And start ripping us
yeah,
and
yeah.
have a great time.
And then I'll send you a text and you'll get it when you get off the plane and you'll know what the meeting was about. And you'll be like, that was no big deal. And I'll be like, yeah, I told you.
You that's can
no
receive texts on Delta for free. No photos, though, so don't send crank shots.
Oh, that's too bad. Right.
It's only iMessage, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chris dude, doesn't have dude. iMessage.
Oh, that's right.
No, I leave that off. Red hot.
Did anybody red else hot. Get an email yesterday that Joaquin Phoenix was dead?
I did.
Dude.
That was
from,
so weird.
Same. From who?
Yeah.
So Fox News?
I didn't get it. No. But, yeah. Did you get the other email?
I did not. No.
So this must have been a semi-internal thing because
yeah,
our
Chris
corporate,
got it. He
our
was
corporate support
about
people or digital
ago.
People reached out and said, don't click this. There's something going on. I didn't see it until the message came in. But it was actually from, if you look closely, it's from the Fox News
yeah,
and not
yeah.
Fox News.
But it's got a picture. It's got the same logo.
It was legit.
But here's the problem. His last name was misspelled, and I caught that. And I'm like, And of course, when something that big happens, and you get an email form, Joaquin Phoenix, dead at the age of 45, I'm like, what? So, of course, what do I do?
Twitter.
Straight to Twitter,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And there isn't a peep, and I go, hoax, hoax,
yeah,
hoax,
yeah,
hoax,
I put in,
hoax.
Yeah,
I knew within 3 seconds it was fake.
Or sure.
J-O of Joaquin, and I'm going, this would have shown up already. It would have said, Joaquin Phoenix is dead.
Or top story, trending,
yeah,
none of that.
It would have been one of the, yeah, nobody, yep. It was so weird.
Yeah.
I've got so much for you guys today, and I'm afraid I'm not going to get it all in, because it's huge.
That's what Lexington Steel yeah, says.
Yeah, that must be a great feeling.
Yeah, that's going to be
oh,
the
man,
best.
You just derailed me.
Yeah, hockey would pay so much money for that.
Can you imagine if you were like, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, this is it.
I'm maybe going to get you 3/4, and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't want to kill you.
Thor's hammered.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You said you had a lot of
oh,
stuff,
yeah, yeah.
And you
yeah.
don't. Your word, you can't get it all in.
Right, okay. So I got to tell you guys something really, really strange, okay, in the little bit of time we have in this first segment. So, Lauren Kay, Sarah Jane's daughter, my second daughter, basically, is doing this thing. She got her own YouTube channel, you know, and last night she wanted to have me on. And she is doing this thing, I guess some other people are doing, where she will type in a name and, like, what is Chris Hockey? And then we'll see what Google finishes it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so, and then she asks me the questions that come up on the Google machine. Like, one of them was, does Chris Hockey have a sister? But one of them was, what is Chris Hockey's net worth?
Jeez.
Which I was like, well, that, you know. And
even you're like, I would like to know.
And that's the thing. And I told her, because I don't know what the questions are until she asked me this, you know. And,
yeah.
And I said, I'm really fascinated because I don't know, number one. And I wonder what people think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people obviously Google it for it to be one
exactly.
of the top. Yeah.
That's right, right. So she found some website that had a list of people's net worth, and mine was on there.
Really?
And it had my, it was me, it said my hair color, my eye color, how tall I was, this, that, and the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had my net worth.
Was it accurate?
Not even close.
Was it
for the
bad,
good or for the bad?
It said that my net worth was $12 million.
$12 million?
That's
what
it said.
Wow.
And you've been lying to us, Chris, about those slot wins. Oh, you've been hiding.
Yeah. I ain't the one that's been lying.
He wouldn't be here if he had 12 no. million.
No.
And so now I can't stop. And again, somebody did some kind of calculating, whether it be ridiculous or whatever, some calculating in their mind of, okay, well, he does this and he has this endorsement and he sold this many records and he was. And there is not a calculation in the world that I can come up with that had somebody led them to believe that I'm worth $12
million. That's not true. I just figured it out in my head. I know exactly how.
Ooh, what is it?
They figured out how much you won with that huge slot win.
Okay.
Where they had to take the machine apart.
Absolutely.
They figured out how many times a week, in their mind, on average, you go to the casino.
Right.
They figured you won that same jackpot 4 to 5 times a week.
It would have to be 12 to 13 times a week. God, and then all I could think about is how great it would be to have a net worth of $12 million.
Yeah.
And that's about enough for me, I think.
And how quickly you'd go through it.
No, ooh, no.
Mine's not net worth on there.
Yours isn't on there?
John Creasel wedding, John Creasel White Bear Lake High School, John Creasel first wife.
Jeez.
Click on that.
Could probably just go on Tinder, find that out.
What else?
Yeah, how do you not get hate mail every week? Oh, do you? Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
But did you type in what is John Creasel on Google?
Let me see.
And see what it does for you guys, because the questions are fascinating. How tall is Chris Hockey?
I've been thinking of updating my driver's license to say the real, like no prosthetics, like 3'10". Just doing it. I should.
You're legally a dwarf, sir.
What is John Creasel? Former politician. Yeah. Motivational speaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing too
bad.
Nothing about net worth or no one cares about me, which is fine.
So, about 2004 or 2005, I was spending time with this gal, and she had a semi public job. Not even semi; she had a public job, and there was a rumor on some Reddit board or some Rube Chat esque board back in the day that the two of us had slept together. Unfortunately for me, that was not the case. Even more unfortunate for her, when I used to, not creep on her, but when I Googled her once, one of the top 5 searches for her name was Corey Cove KFN. And I was like, whoa, click on that link, and there it was.
There it was.
So I'm like, salacious.
But I'm like, think that about this. Salacious. At that point in her life, she was probably 24-ish or something like that. And one of the top 5 things that Google thought should be noted when it comes to her, if you Google her, was that she may have slept with Corey Cole from KFN. And she's going, what? There's a reason I never did. She's I don't want to be associated with that.
She's still throwing up thinking about it.
Right. That's rock bottom for her, right? She's probably suing Google. It was a bunch of just douchebags on a message board going, I know they did. I had a friend tell me they did, and I'm going, God, I wish that was true.
That would be one of the business classes I had did say I think it was it might have been actually a human resources class, but it said that you should at least once a month Google your name to see what comes up, because that's stuff you're going to have to deal with when you're searching for a job or dealing with anything. And so to be prepared for it and see, like, if there's stuff that's not true, if there's stuff that's greasy, if there,
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's something everybody should do.
How tall is Chris Hockey?
What does it say?
What is it, 5'6¾?
If we're talking 12,
right. What does it say on there?
7'1".
Yeah. But there's controversy, right, though, Chris, because according to famousnetworths.com, your net worth is only $3 million.
Oh, is that right?
But it's up $2 million in the last year.
Holy moly, what did I do?
Now, this is going to bring you back down here.
For you.
They also have a popularity graph, and it looks like the heart rate of a dead guy. So, I hate to break it to you.
What is that on it, celebrity what?
Famousnetworths.com.
Oh, my God.
And your eyes are violet, apparently.
Violet? Violet? You turned violet, violet. Wow, that's pretty cool that I'm even on that list.
Again, according to this website, that is according to Forbes. So Forbes,
oh my God,
latest report published in March 2019.
Forbes,
I'm
hawk.
Rich.
And in accordance with Wikipedia. What a joke that was.
I'll take $3 million for a net worth. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wonder what the hell I did this year.
We need to find a way to submit info and just throw this algorithm sideways.
Yeah, right. How about celebrity dong size? Let's start our own website and just start making stuff up.
Let's do it.
Or not even celebrity. How about like random dudes and the size of their dong?
Sure.
Let me see if I'm on here.
Why don't you start?
You can circle back if it starts going somewhere.
I already bought the website. Oh,
that doesn't shock
me. Is meat sauce on there?
I'm looking right now. It's a very quick website.
I wonder if I'm on there, the PA is definitely on there.
Yeah. And my net worth isn't worth much anymore.
Mine's
Paul Lambert, politician. Paul Lambert, soccer coach. That's you, right?
You got to remind me. That's my next thing. I have to bring up,
chef.
Next.
What, PA?
No, Paul Lambert.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Soccer coach. I bet somebody would be the soccer coach one.
Woo!
That would be fun.
I'll do a little dig in here.
All right, please do.
Wait a minute. I just put Paul Lambert into Google. Paul Lambert, Minnesota. Paul Lambert, Twitter. We can skip that one. We can skip that one. But then we get down to the bottom. Paul Lambert obituary.
Oh, poor Paul.
Sad.
One, two, three, four, five, six. That's like the ninth one on the list. Paul Lambert obituary.
What happened?
Have you talked to Abbott about the email he got yet?
No.
Okay, so you know how there's another Paul Lambert within the company?
Yeah, it's a guy down in Houston.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. I'll talk to you about that when we talk about Paul Lambert.
Lots of twists and turns.
That's
so
what
far.
I'm saying. I got so much to get in. I can't fit it all in for once in my life.
Front Page Sports is next. Don't forget, at 8:15 today, not only do we have two-time defending champ John Kreisel going for three consecutive victories in his third consecutive appearance, but AJ's going for win number 100. Something's got to give. That's at 8:15 today. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Sorry for the dead air, but we had a last moment audible.
Look at this face.
We needed this song.
I know the years are showing.
Your what is showing?
Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going.
So yesterday, Corey,
I don't know much.
I got an email.
But I know I
forwarded to
you.
Me. And it said, I get a lot of emails from for Paul Lambert. I'm not this Paul Lambert.
Which imagine what those emails could
I know, and
possibly
he's,
be.
Right, and he says, normally, I just put them in the trash. They're nothing. But I figured he wanted to know about this one because it was from a young lady who is... As the email said, I have a friend who's obsessed with meat sauce. You know who she is. Let's get them together. No, because I'm an a-hole, I'm not sure who it is.
Right.
Number one. But number two, I immediately emailed this person back, the other Paul Lambert, who is the SVP of sales.
A bigwig, yeah.
Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I once, to give more background to the story, I once got paid his bonus.
Accidentally, I remember that.
My ex-wife, Fallon, called me and goes, how did we get this amount of money? What did you do? And I go,
don't worry about it, baby.
I go, what do you mean? Let's spend it.
Yeah, let's
And
go.
She's like, no, it's a significant amount of, it was.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't, and then, but it was gone the next day. But it was.
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm going to. Didn't Joe Nelson accidentally do that once? He spent it, and they're like, dude, that's not yours. He's like, well, I didn't know.
He had to pay it back little bit by little bit out of subsequent paychecks going forward.
Jeez.
Which that would suck.
Was it the same thing?
I think.
Did they accidentally
probably.
Pay
some kind of an accounting error, and he just was like, great.
I think it was
shopping
like
spree.
An endorsement he never did, and they paid him up front for it. Something like that,
Right.
Anyhow,
So this Paul Lambert gets an email saying I'm obsessed with meat sauce.
So and he forwards it to me, and
how does he know to connect it to you? He's just had enough emails with you on it in the past, or something.
I have no idea. It was to me and Greg Alexander.
Hmm. Why Greg Alexander?
He knows Greg. They're both SVPs.
They're the same.
Yeah, right. So ding, I get this light bulb moment, and I email successful Paul Lambert back. And I say, Paul, we've never met. You know nothing about my show. But let's just say you're the opposite of our Paul Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Please call the show as successful Paul Lambert.
Brilliant.
And I was scenarios. Yeah, I was writing things in my head. Mm-hmm. And he emails back and he goes, I wouldn't do that to another Paul Lambert. So he declined.
It's a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood.
He wouldn't do it.
Because he's forwarded me some emails from people that maybe have ruined my past in the past that were accidentally sent to him. He sent me one. He's like, I'm really sorry, bud.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
No. Yeah.
One
of the emails from somebody who may have waved the white flag of what was going on. Mm-hmm. He got first.
Whoa!
And he wrote. It was I think I have it somewhere. And he wrote back. He just wrote, "I'm really sorry, but I have to forward this."
Right, it's my responsibility. Yeah. This is you need to see this.
Yeah. See, he's your,
knowing
he's
that story, it's
guy.
Even stranger.
Yeah,
and you had already found out at that point what it.
Wait, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, well, right, but then also it's like then you got to reread it. And you're like, okay, through this. Yeah.
Wow, good dude.
But he's also like somebody will send me something like. One of my idiot buddies will send me some fantasy trash talk and be like, hey, this is for you. He's funny. He gets
he's a nice guy. He's a great looking dude, man. So I had this whole thing.
Has he ever gotten nudes? Anybody ever sent him a nude aimed at you?
Look at this sexy son bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's a sexy Paul Lambert.
That's successful Paul Lambert.
That's successful Paul Lambert.
I wonder what his voice, what if his voice was very similar
to... That guy's handsome as hell.
What if his voice is like Brian Oak?
he went to Louisiana. He went to LSU.
Yeah.
And this guy's...
I guarantee you, he's got a huge crank.
Of course.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, I was the last Paul Lambert in line to get cranks. He was the first.
You can have whatever's left.
My God, this guy is handsome.
He's the best. He's the other successful Paul
Lambert. Have to get him on.
I tried. You'll have to ask him and let him know it's okay.
We're getting way off topic, though. Yeah. Where is this gal that's obsessed with meat sauce?
Well, I'm working on that as well. Don't worry. I'm getting it done. Don't you worry, baby.
Well, maybe that can be one of the three gals that makes
that's
out with
what I'm
sauce
thinking. I know.
On the
that's,
air. Because Breanne's one. We need two more.
We on the same page, bitch.
Yeah.
So, and then that got me interested, by the way. So I started looking for other Chris Hockeys on the internet last night.
Oh, God.
This is Professor Chris Hockey. Now, again,
oh, boy.
Professor Chris Hockey is an Englishman, so we sound just like.
He doesn't F hard.
He's written books, and I believe he's a doctor of anal stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dr. Corey Cove or Dr. Chris Hockey?
Christopher Hockey. Christopher Hockey is professor of gastroenterology at the Nottingham Digestive Diseases Center in England.
Is that in England? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do fart jokes, so it's similar. Yeah.
But again,
maybe he could solve your problem.
He's the smart Chris Hockey. You've got successful Paul Lambert. I've got smart Chris Hockey.
So there has been a couple times since joining you guys on air that I have had people come up to me and say, hey, AJ, we went to high school together in Brooklyn Center. You look different. And you know, I actually I make this connection because it's actually my cousin who I've always known him as Andy in high school, started going by AJ, and he's about your height and he's got long dark hair and he doesn't look anything like me, but I've had people come up and say, hey, I've listened to you on air and we went to high school together. I don't know if you remember, you look a little different. That's my cousin.
And this is Corey Cove.
Yeah. God, what is that?
That's just me, though. So that's.
Oh, sorry.
That's. I don't know if there's another one. If there is, he's probably like a.
And another one.
Youth group leader in.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be
Mumbai.
Great. We should find religious Corey Cove.
Why do I get hot ass Randy when I write in your name in Google?
or actually, no, it's hot ass.
Yeah.
Now
remember?
Hot ass.
That's just hot ass.
That's
right.
A handsome son of a
that
bitch.
That is a handsome son. Bit.
Are we throwing 100 on the red when we land too?
Yeah, why wouldn't we? Yeah.
Why not?
Why are you guys all anti-passenger 57?
Hold on.
What? Always bet.
Wesley Snipes
on?
Had always bet on black.
Oh. Well, David has a system.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a system that beats math.
When he talks about a system, though, it changes. All right, we need some inside grease. We need some outside grease to even it out. And then by the end of the evening, he's like, he's like Ray on Trailer Park Boys. He's like, sorry, the liquor money's all gone, boys. Yeah. It's the way she goes.
But when he's in the middle of one of his heaters, he looks like Michelangelo painting.
He ever?
Jeez, dude.
But the inevitability of the evening is that Dov will be in the middle of a heater, but that heater will end, and there's no money left. There is no walking away from the table.
What about the roulette system?
Yeah. The roulette system is gather everyone's money. He spreads it around. We have some drinks. We're up for a bit, and then he gets really crazy with the money, and it ends up being gone. And he goes, it's the way she goes, boys.
Wait, team roulette? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, and team roulette is not like team slots, Corey. It's but team roulette is actually financially fine. Team slots is dumb.
System.
Team slots is dumb, but it's fun because we know slots is not, except for Chris Hockey, it's not a winning game.
And we get cocktails.
Like, we just get cocktails. We drink. We pretend to fornicate with the machine.
Yeah. That's mostly Tim.
Calls plays.
Yes. It's more of just something to do for S and
Giggles. It's basically adult babysitting for a while. And we find the next thing to do.
We tip the cocktail waitress a lot, so they keep coming back even when we don't ask for more. She's like, all right, finish that. Let's go. Let's go.
So I found successful Paul Lambert. I found super smart Chris Hockey. Do you want to see well hung Corey Cove?
Yeah. Go.
Wait, what's that? What's his first name?
Corey.
No, it's
it
not.
Is.
Wait a minute. What now? With an E?
Yeah, it does have an E.
No, that doesn't count.
It does.
I don't know about this.
Anyway. Visual jokes on the radio.
You know, I love it. Whenever I get asked about you guys, John, like you and your buddies, I'm always like, salt of the earth, greatest dudes ever. But if you spend time with them in public, you do have to dodge the bullet that they may pretend to fornicate with a slot machine.
This is in Vegas, though. Like, I didn't
give that specification. I disagree.
Tim may have done it at the
Diamond Joe's.
So I can see that. Yeah, for sure.
That's south of the border.
Yeah, he was south of the border.
Yeah.
He lives there.
Yeah,
made he was over greasy. That wall, and it was time to fornicate.
I'm pumped to hang out with. He's the best.
He's great.
For you guys, maybe we should do sports a little bit.
I guess.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Pasiga Law brings you Front Page Sports.
Thank you, Ryan Pasiga Law.
The Wild won 3-2 over the Avalanche. Goals by Zuccarello, Greenway, and the game winner goes to
Jason Zucker. Yeah, bitch.
3-2 over the Avalanche. Stalock with 25 saves.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. The Wild have won 3 of 4. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Burp the worm, dude.
Burp the worm, man.
Yeah, burp that worm.
Did you yesterday?
What do you think?
Of course you did. So did I. It was great.
Former Vikings kicker Fred Cox died at the age of 80. He was the Vikings' all-time leading scorer. Never missed a game in 15 seasons from 1963 through 1977. Went to all 4 Viking Super Bowls. Also famously invented the Nerf football.
No kidding.
It's an interesting story, yeah.
Is that right?
That is correct. Not crazy.
Yeah.
He's also a chiropractor.
Which is... Now it looks like, especially in big playoff games, future Vikings kickers looked like they were kicking a Nerf ball.
Full circle. Mm-hmm. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 ranked Golden Gopher football at Northwestern tomorrow at 11 o'clock. The Gophers are around 13.5 point favorites. I'm sure these guys will have money on it. They're minus -650 on the money line. Northwestern plus +475. Over-under is 39.5.
Where are you going to go on that one, John?
What was the point spread again?
13.5.
Where are you
gonna
go?
That's gone up. I would probably go Gophers because they need to avenge that loss last week and get dialed in for the Wisconsin game.
But Tanner Morgan doesn't play.
Well, I think he's going to. And this game opened at -7. So all of the money has been going on the Gophers so far.
The other thing, too, is the over-under is like 39.5 or 40.5. So obviously the Sharks in Vegas think that the Gophers are going to win by a lot. And Northwestern is not going to score.
Yeah.
That it's going to be like, 28-0 or 28-3, because that's a low over-under.
That's
39.5.
Weird. I wouldn't even mess with the total. But
We will.
If I were forced, yeah, we're going to bet on it.
Yeah,
how about this, Hawk? And I know Flash mentioned this on Wednesday, but your guy, Evan Hall from Maple Grove?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see the game he had last week?
I read about it. I didn't see it. Yeah.
So, Kenzemia said, you know, that there's been a couple of injuries in front of him, so he got a chance to really get some action last week.
As a true freshman, by the way.
Now, Massachusetts is a terrible football team, and Northwestern's garbage, but they blew out UMass. But in that game, Maple Grove's Evan Hall, 4 touchdowns, 220 yards.
How about that?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, remember me telling you about that kid yesterday?
Yeah, you coached for them, didn't you?
I didn't coach him. No, but I went and gave a talk at the, you know, to the team before one of their last games. And I talked to him for a little bit, and he was just the sweetest kid, man. And I'm really glad to see he's doing well. Going to Northwestern is one thing.
Yeah.
Going there and being the star running back as a real freshman, holy moly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great education. Get to play college football. Perfect, perfect thing.
I had to pull up. I had some information on UMass. It's basically like they're a money machine on the first half over. So we'll get some grease on that if they're playing this weekend.
Of course.
For sure.
Of course.
Oh, man, you guys are good at gambling.
Well, if you guys
we're
care,
not, though, but we have fun.
That's cool, man.
If you guys care, and I kind of do, Christian McCaffrey, the youngest to join the Madden 99 club.
What's that? Oh,
the 99.
His rating?
Rating.
Because now they do that real time, essentially. They'll adjust it mid-season, right? That's cool.
They have people, that's their job.
And I think he's just, let me see, I think he's like the 6th running back ever. Okay, yeah. The only other running backs to ever achieve that rating were Chris Johnson, Barry Sanders, Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Adrian Peterson, and now Christian McCaffrey.
Jeez.
23 years old, youngest to get to 99.
Where's Delvin?
Can I ask you guys like a weird sports question that we don't have to answer now? We can answer it at some point, but the NFL is going to announce its top 100 players. How many Vikings do you think will be on that?
Well, I saw how they...
5.
Kirk, for sure. Calvin, for sure.
No, sorry. All time.
Of all time.
All time.
5? Well, Randy,
Chris.
Randall McDaniel has to be on the team.
Chris Carter will be.
They did it by position somehow. Like, because last night they were advertising
the running backs
that there's 24 finalists, but only 12 running backs make the list. So I don't know if they put this list together and after the fact they said, okay, there's 12 running backs, or for whatever reason they delegated 12 spots to be for running backs.
Mm. All right, so Kirk.
So I don't know exactly how they're doing.
Yeah.
Kirk, for sure.
Yeah. A.C. Carter. David
Morgan. C.J. Ham.
C.J. Ham.
Yeah, C.J. Ham, you think, maybe.
Brian Robinson.
100%.
Kevin McDermott.
Yeah.
But to some point you have to
Chad Greenway. Ben Lieber. Kirk Cousins. Did I mention Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, you did. Bilbo Baggins.
He didn't play for us.
Oh, F.
Skip. Played for Mordor.
Skip Tudelu.
Yeah.
Skip
Tudelu.
Okay. Wasn't that a guy in NBA Street?
Skip Tudelu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I got the reference.
All right. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this. The Charts Challenge at 6:40. Parrish will be here at 7. And again, initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. 6:23. The gentleman John Creasel's here. Of course, Corey Kill, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, and AJ Mansour as well. Come on, little baba.
Yeah.
Big day, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
Going for 3 straight.
I am. I've been wanting to play again, but it's now there's a little bit of pressure. It was fine.
It's precedent.
I'd always done okay and not embarrassed myself, just done fine. Okay. And then those 2 wins.
Right. Now the bar is set pretty high.
It is. Yeah. So we'll see.
Even Parrish last night. We were at Station 280 last night for Coors Light.
Great spot.
Yeah. And even Parrish last night was like, yeah, if Creasel and Tyler George played more often, they would win all the time. Or at least a lot more frequently. So he thinks you're a legit threat.
That's
coming
it.
From Parrish, so what does that mean?
Yeah, Parrish hasn't won.
Mind your sources.
Yeah.
I'm all right. It is a tough game.
Yeah, for all the people that come in here and just get completely floored.
Yeah. That's why you're just not intimidated.
Yeah. Everyone else takes a while to warm up.
Especially when they have to sit in the room with 2 titans. I mean, you play over there, you're like, oh, this will be easy.
Yeah, take your shot.
Your thoughts on doing headlines now, since we don't have time doing the 8 o'clock hour. You want to go through them quickly?
Let's get her done. I ain't scared.
Yeah, bitch.
Now it's time for headlines.
If
If you feel lonely tonight, you're not alone. One in five people say they're usually lonely on Friday nights.
God, that'd be awesome.
Only one in five?
Jeez, that's right to my core, Baxter. Yeah, one. Yeah,
I suppose that does make sense, especially when you're younger, though, too. If you're not going out, if it's just like a Friday that you're hanging out at the house.
FOMO, man.
Yeah. Right. Whereas now, at this age, I have zero FOMO.
Right.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like, yeah. None.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
FOMO is when you have invited. To go do something.
Yeah, I like when I'm not invited.
Yeah, I have FOMO of good meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good websites or videos you saw.
Oh, my God, I got something for you on that.
Me?
No, for Chris. Remind me. I got a present. I got a present for you. I got perfect. A present for
you. This is going to sound dirty, and I don't mean it, but it will derail the show. So I have a website for you, Chris, for everybody, but for you specifically, that will derail you for the rest of the show. And it's going to sound, it sounds dirty, but no, it's
is
not.
Is it butts?
Nope. No butts.
How could it not be?
No butts.
Yeah, but
it will flash you back to your childhood instantly.
Oh, is it a instantly. Website?
So it is about butts then.
So when you're ready to derail the show, let me know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Check this out. A doctor on a flight from China to New York saved an elderly passenger's life when he couldn't pee and his bladder might have ruptured by making a makeshift device to suck out the pee with his mouth.
You're kidding me. No, that's not true. That can't. Is this right, I'm looking this up.
This is an X-Videos.
I've got to look this up.
Now, the distinction of those words there, he made the man a device for the man himself to suck it out?
Again, this is how headlines work. You're I'm just going to read it. I don't know the details. A doctor on a flight from China to New York saved an elderly passenger's life when he couldn't pee and his bladder might have ruptured by creating a makeshift device to suck out the pee with his mouth.
So essentially in and out cap.
He's going to siphon.
I'm going to find this entire story.
I used to have to, when I was at Walter Reed at first, I couldn't pee because my pelvis had been shattered or whatever.
Rosie.
Every time I had to go pee, a nurse would have to come in and stick a tube up my crank.
No!
And there was a time, one time, it was the B squad. It was like a weekend night. They didn't get in there in time, and they couldn't get that in there because the bladder was too swollen.
Why don't they leave it in there?
Like because then your muscles end up getting atrophy to go pee. So
unbelievably painful with that pressure.
Just that was the worst. There was relief when they stuck that up there.
Oh,
but because of this, though, it was too late. That is the first time then I peed on my own. I had to grab a jug and just go, I'm going to try. And then I've been peeing fine ever since. Oof. But that feeling there, I legitimately was thinking death has to be way better than this.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah. So that on an airplane, I don't whatever medical condition they had, that's enough
sympathy out of you.
Would you guys like do you want the whole story?
Go for it. Yeah. We got time.
I found the whole story. Go. It's in Newsweek.
We
so
need
this
context.
Is not made up, right?
We
this
need
is
context.
Real. This
God.
Is from Newsweek.
It's not Joaquin Phoenix's dad.
Quick-thinking surgeons on board a flight from southern China had to improvise to save the life of an elderly passenger who had almost a liter of urine trapped in his bladder.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Golly. The unnamed passenger ran into trouble around 10 hours into the China Southern Airlines flight to New York on Tuesday after complaining to cabin crew that he could not urinate. With 6 hours to go before landing, Zhuang Hong from the First Affiliated Hospital in Xinan University responded to a pilot's call for medical assistance. So literally, he said, is there a doctor on the plane? Passenger was placed on the floor on his side, and Zhang had to assess the situation quickly. He saw that there was a risk the bladder could explode.
Oof.
With possibly fatal consequences.
I wonder how you see that. Or how, I know he didn't visibly see it.
Because he looked like he was pregnant, probably.
I'm sure it's just...
Really? Yeah. He said the pensioner's abdomen was bloated.
Oh.
He could not sit still and was sweating a lot. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. In pain and you're sweating, that's the absolute worst.
Agony.
And everyone's watching.
He was going into shock.
We don't know anything about pain. Be quiet.
And may have suffered a risk to his life. His family said he had a history of prostate enlargement, so we suspected this was causing urinary retention. The doctors punctured the passenger's bladder and improvised a makeshift catheter using a plastic tube from a portable oxygen cylinder, a syringe from the plane's first aid kit, a plastic straw from
freaking
a milk carton.
MacGyver.
Oh my God.
Or MacGruber.
Smart people are amazing.
So they had to cut through then his belly to get to the bladder.
I ain't done yet.
Sorry.
However, Zhang discovered the syringe needle was too thin.
Oh my God.
This is the greatest hero of the last 150 years.
Give this guy a Nobel Peace Prize. That's not what those are for.
Oh. Zhang discovered the syringe needle was too thin, so he siphoned out the urine using his mouth, sucking most of the fluid over half an hour, taking it out and spitting it into an empty wine bottle.
Oh.
This son of a bitch is should be given a kingdom.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What if then when they land, the guy's like, all right, cool, thanks. See you later. Just instead of, like, you owe that guy.
Jeez.
It was an emergency situation. I couldn't think of any other way, the doctor said.
Wow.
When I saw that the man could hardly bear the pain, my only thought was how to get the urine out of his bladder.
Legit, obviously. Legit hero.
A hero. The passenger laid down for another half hour to recover and was examined by a doctor upon landing while the doctor brushed his teeth.
And he's still, it's basically like the scene in Ace Ventura when he finds out Einhorn's a man. It's basically, that's what that guy's going to be doing to get that out of his mouth.
What a man. What a woman. What a person. What a huge, what a human freaking being.
Yeah. So, Corey, that has to be the first time in the history of headlines on this show that the story had to be looked up, right?
We had to.
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times.
We've done it really? Okay.
Yeah.
But not like that.
Yeah.
A guy in Wisconsin was busted for a fourth time for operating while intoxicated. Shocks no one. It's Wisconsin.
Yeah, only four?
And he was using fake license plates made out of beer boxes.
They just showed them on the TV, actually.
Are you? Brilliant.
And whatever he did, though, he perfectly cut it out so that the back of the light, basically you're using cardboard and you're creating on the inside of the beer case, the license plate, but it perfectly cut out on the back with the Hams logo. So like he deliberately did this, like and like did that for a reason.
A woman in Venezuela was caught stealing 8 pairs of pants by wearing them all at once.
Yeah, Hockey did that once.
I like this idea.
Tribbiani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody watches Friends.
It's a Friends joke, yeah. Be careful when you charge your phone with random USB ports, like at an airport. Fellas, especially you three that are going around. Hackers can infect the ports and steal your info when you plug it in.
Ooh, that's greasy.
Mm-hmm.
A guy in Iowa was busted for watching South Park while driving. He was also high on marijuana.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
What's the name of the weed again, Saucy? Stan's Weed Place?
Tegrity?
Yeah, Tegrity.
Yeah. Man, one of the best scenes in that whole show is when they're standing around when Randy's pissed that people are growing it at home.
Yeah.
And then the people from like a giant corporation come in and they just stand around and get high together. And it's just, it's brilliant.
I love that show.
All right, well, we end with 3 science headlines. They all fascinate me for different ways. Let's start with this one. This is bizarre. Doctors in Maryland recently placed someone in suspended animation for the first time ever. You ever heard that phrase in science fiction movies?
Oh, sure, yeah, right. Where you freeze them in their spot. Yeah,
check this out. It's for people with serious injuries who would die before doctors could save them. They replace your blood.
Whoa.
They replace your blood with ice cold saline to cool your body down to about 50 degrees. Then they do surgery, get your blood back into your body, and wake you up.
That's so they crazy. Did it. Wow, good for them.
First time ever.
Brilliant.
Story 2. Astronomers found several types of sugar in meteorites that hit Earth, including ribose. That's important because it's in our RNA, which carries out the instructions to our DNA. So now some experts think the building blocks of life may have arrived here on meteorites millions of years ago.
That
so
now,
so space if, sugar may have done it.
If one hits us again in the future, it's just going to spread diabetes.
I
need some space sugar. And last but not least, a clean energy startup backed by Bill Gates hit a milestone the other day. They linked AI with a bunch of mirrors and were able to reflect enough sunlight to generate heat close to 2,000 degree Fahrenheit. And if you're saying, well, why does that matter? It's because it's hot enough to make things like cement and steel without using fossil fuels.
Wow. Jeez. That's sweet.
Science!
It's amazing.
Great tune.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't either. 21 Pilots still playing underneath.
Gotcha. Sugar!
Space Sugar.
That's pretty cool, man.
Hef System of a Down sing that song.
I know. Booger Sugar.
Yeah.
You make 100?
Aren't you guys going to get that in Vegas?
No.
Nope.
No. Oh. Nope.
The Fantasy Charge Challenge is screwing us all right after this on The Fan.
It's only. You're listening to The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Stitched Up Heart. I like this song. All right, well, go ahead.
Is that the name of the song or the band?
The band. The band. The song is called My Problems. This is great chorus. So here you go, right? Pretty cool. Yeah. Right, Charge? You like it, don't you?
I can hear you dimly in the background, but I can't hear anybody else. I'm just hearing music right now.
I love how every week
there we go.
We have gigantic technical problems with Charge.
Hi, Charge.
Right. Hi, Charge. Everybody.
Charge.
So it sounds like he can hear me, but he can't hear anybody else. That's just crazy. I don't know what the hell.
I don't know.
He's good now.
As long as he can hear you guys, yeah. I don't care.
Right on. So, Charge. No Friday football feast, I assume, today because the Vikings are on a bye.
He's gone.
And he's gone. What the hell is going on?
I don't know, man. He was there and then he was gone.
Gone like Aaron Hernandez.
Gee. Too soon.
Is it?
You know, Charge, during the football season, if you ever see him tweet out, he'll tweet out his daily schedule of all of his national appearances.
It's insane.
Right? He goes on like 15 radio shows a day during the football season sometimes. My guess is KFAN in Minneapolis, 100.3, is the only one that struggles to connect him.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah, we can't get him connected.
Let's ask him.
And he's gone now because like there's a little yellow light that's supposed to be on, and it's gone.
I was listening to a sports betting channel. On the satellite radio, and they're like, "We're gonna have Paul Charchian from Fanball.com," and I'm like, "Son of a bitch!"
Yeah, he's connected everywhere. Right away, and he stayed connected.
Yeah,
he'll have
clear.
To call the hotline.
I heard you also.
Yeah,
on
you texted me. Yeah,
KFAN's everywhere, man.
Except for in Charch's basement right now.
Yeah, apparently this Charch. Sex dungeon.
Yeah, you have to pick him up over there. I don't know what is going on.
Maybe we're connected, like, but he's got a ball gag in.
That could be it. Maybe. Could I don't be. Know. I mean, I don't want to judge him.
Let me ask him that exact thing. Charge, on a weekly basis, approximately how many radio shows are you a part of?
I do 18 appearances a week.
18 wow. appearances a week. Out of the 18, how many do you struggle to connect with?
This one.
Brilliant. You were there and then you were gone.
And it's not like, and it's only this show as well. I mean, like if I do the pregame show, the Vikings pregame show, no problem,
right?
So I don't know what the deal is.
So really, what you're saying is it's Chris's fault.
It has to be
pretty much.
It has to be
everything. Every other variable is accounted for.
Yeah, I know. Put it I know.
All right, way to go, Chris.
I'm telling you, I was sitting here talking to him, and then he was on the air, and then he was gone. I don't know.
All right, let me rewind then. So no Friday football feast, right? Because there's the Vikings bye. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Got it. So you got the day off. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited right now.
But you also, you're going to host Initials 2 weeks from today.
I am. Already working on it. Got the initials all figured out. I'm pretty sure you've used every set of initials except XQ. So we're going to go XQ. Cool.
That's going to be my specialty.
Working it out right now.
That's pretty sweet. What do we got video game-wise here? Because I know Black Friday / Black Thursday is this Thursday and Friday, of course, Thanksgiving. What do we got in the video game world in the next week that's noteworthy?
There are a lot of really good deals on especially the PS4 and the Xbox One because this is the last holiday for those consoles as relevant consoles. So you're able to get those consoles and usually some kind of pack-in deal for in the $199 range and even less. So you can get them in the $50, $100 off range on Black Friday. So at this point, they've become really, really cheap. And if anybody hasn't jumped into a PS4 or PS5 yet, that tells me you're not an early adopter. And it's a great time to get in because you get 5 years of great games as back catalog that's just waiting for you with those systems. At this time next year, it'll be the PS5 and the whatever the successor for the Xbox One is.
What's the latest in VR if people are trying to jump in with VR?
There is a, there's a, we had the biggest announcement in the history of VR yesterday. The long-awaited sequel for Half-Life. Now, Half-Life was one of the great PC gaming franchises that started in the late 90s. There was a second episode in, like, 2004, and then it just went dormant for no reason, and now they just announced that the next version of it's going to be VR only, and that's going to be one of the really big AAA titles to ever hit VR. And as for the headsets, the best thing going right now, it remains the Oculus Quest, which is the one that is a self-contained VR unit. It requires no cables to anything. It does not require a computer, and you can run PC games on it, and you can take it anywhere. So it's not, you're not, you know, you can bring it to the Thanksgiving, bring it to Thanksgiving at somebody else's house, and you just tell it where your play area is by sort of aiming the wand at it, and you're up and running. That's it. It's great. The Oculus Quest is the best way to go for anybody's looking to get into VR.
And you just download the games. Cheap. You just download the games over Wi-Fi right through your Oculus somehow, or how does that work?
Yes. Yep. Your headset acts like the PC. So you download everything and store everything right into the headset. Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right.
It's awesome.
All right, the Fantasy Charge Challenge. We only got a couple weeks left here, and it's a disaster for most of us. The Ghost has had a monster month. John Kreisel has the lead with 169 points. AJ is the only one that emerged from the ashes a couple weeks ago after the Ghost was passing everybody. He's got 165. The Ghost at 161, then there's a massive drop-off. To me at 133, Hawk at 127, and Sauce at 126. The order this week, I go first, Hawk goes second, Sauce goes third, Kreese goes fourth, AJ goes fifth. The undrafted sixth player is the Ghost, who will probably win the week. Charge, who are these six options?
Our theme this week is good quarterbacks in tough matchups. I think some of these good quarterbacks are going to be able to break through and have good games. Others are going to struggle. And so there should be some separation between players that happen this week, between you guys being the players. There's one exception to this rule about good quarterbacks and tough matchups, but that's just the way it worked out. We begin with Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback of the 49ers, hosting Green Bay. The Packers have an inconsistent secondary, but the bigger threat to Jimmy Garoppolo might be his own running game. The Packers are a vulnerable run defense, allowing 5 yards per carry, and San Francisco's got the second highest rushing play percentage. Next, Tom Brady, quarterback of... Charge, one second.
Is Kittle expected to play? Is he back? Is he healthy?
Well, Kittle is a game-time decision Sunday night, and I should mention so is Emmanuel Sanders. So factor that into your consideration on Garoppolo.
Okay.
Tom Brady is the quarterback for the New England Patriots, Chris, and he's playing against Dallas, and he's hosting. Over the past five games, Brady's averaging 268 yards and 0.8 touchdowns. That is Gardner Minshew right there, 268 and 0.8 touchdowns. Dallas has been a solid secondary, and no quarterback's topped 220 passing yards against Dallas in a month. Next, Aaron Rodgers. He is playing against San Francisco. The Niners rank number one in passing yards allowed, just 171 per game. They're sixth in passing touchdowns allowed at just one per game. Now, that said, Kyler Murray posted solid outings against them twice in the last 3 weeks.
Where is that game?
At San Francisco.
Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
Jameis Winston is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, traveling to Atlanta. It's been a stunning reversal from one of the league's worst secondaries. Over the past 2 weeks, the Falcons have blanked Drew Brees and Kyle Allen. Despite the two of them combining for 95 passes, they got zero touchdowns. Winston demolished the Falcons in their two meetings last year. Next, Dak Prescott. He is the quarterback for the Cowboys. He is at New England. Dak Prescott has been an elite fantasy provider, but the Patriots have allowed just four passing touchdowns on the season. No opposing quarterback has topped one touchdown, and no quarterback has topped 214 yards since the opener. And lastly, Baker Mayfield. He goes up against Miami. Here, the script is flipped a little bit. This is not a great quarterback in a tough matchup. It's a struggling quarterback in an easy matchup. The only quarterbacks who have failed to throw multiple touchdowns against the Dolphins were Sam Darnold and Brian Hoyer. Cornerback Nick Niehm got destroyed by John Brown last week, and he will draw Odell Beckham.
Was that at Miami or at
home? That is at Cleveland. Okay. Sorry, I did not clarify.
All good.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston, Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield. Again, the order goes me, Hawk, Sauce, Crease, AJ, the remaining players, the Ghost. So I'm almost 30 points down. I got to get desperate. So I'm going to gamble, because why not? I believe I'm taking, let me see here, maybe the worst quarterback out of the group, but I know he's got a crazy 300-yard streak going. It's indoors, so I don't have to worry about weather. And I think Atlanta overall is still pretty trashy. I'm going to gamble and take Jameis Winston first.
That seems crazy to me. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I
know, but that's because I'm dumb.
Yeah, we
don't get negative points for interceptions.
Yeah, and both though, that's a giant shootout.
Yeah.
That's what Corey needs. I probably would have done the same thing.
Hawk,
really? Well, I'm going to take Dak Prescott. That just seemed like the I don't know.
Sure,
he'll probably break every bone in his body.
Sauce,
man.
Am I crazy?
You're right. Man, I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rodge goes third. Creasel, do you want Brady, Garoppolo, or Baker Mayfield?
Got to take Baker Mayfield.
You're going Baker against the Miami Dolphins.
Because it's against the Dolphins.
So AJ either gets Garoppolo or Brady. The remaining player goes to the Ghost.
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to have to go with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Means Brady. Brady goes to the Ghost.
Yeah.
Charge, how'd you have it?
Well, you give the Hall of Famer to the Ghost. I had it as Winston, Mayfield, Prescott, Garoppolo, Brady, and Rodgers.
Oh, turd salad.
All right.
There you go.
We'll see. I like Corey's thinking, by the way, that Winston is definitely, out of everybody there, he's your highest home run guy.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I went with it. I just got to swing and hope he has a, even if they lose, who cares? Just a monster game and a loss.
As Charge knows, both of those teams are hideous defensively.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks, Charge.
Falcons, yeah. Been weird. They've been great lately. All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Charge and Fanball. Parrish joins next. We'll go through the news. You can start guessing on Twitter with the hashtag PowerTrip. Who's going to win initials and how many points? Never mind. We don't do that anymore. What am I talking about? All you have to do is guess who gets it right. Who's going to win? Between Sauce, Creasel, AJ Hawk, and Parrish. If you are correct, then you are eligible to have your name drawn off of Twitter and win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Hey, thanks, Mountain Dew. The news is next. This is the PowerTrip Morning Show on The Fan.
KFAN. Total. A Fan.
Good morning, everybody. The season has changed, and that's all right. It's Power Chip Morning Show, 7 o'clock hour. AJ, let's keep that till 7:20. I don't think we have anything on the schedule at 7:20, and we got to talk about this, man. This is awesome. He's right. He just derailed me. Maybe Dak Prescott will throw 8 touchdowns this weekend.
Maybe. He also might throw 0.
Yeah.
Or 2.
Oh, guess what?
Or 3.
He might run around, though.
Or 4.
New England has difficulty with mobile quarterbacks.
Right.
So.
And he's been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's good.
Or it's bad. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's almost over.
This was a very tough week. I mean, that was...
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Nope. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Before we get to the news, and though it's a little after 7 o'clock, stay with me, because this is probably something we should have done at 5:35, but it's too late. John, one of your favorite websites is jumping in on the Black Friday phenomenon.
Yes.
I mean, I could probably just say the word, but let's just go with P-Hub, in case the kids are on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
P-Hub. You familiar with the... Well, this is not a news website. You know which website I'm talking about?
Very familiar.
First word starts with P.
Mm-hmm.
Second word's hub.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a .com afterwards.
That's my second choice of the two big ones,
okay.
But yes. Yep.
Either way, they have something called P-Hub Premium. That's a thing that crazy people pay for.
Suckers.
They just announced their Black Friday deal, though. Normally, you can get that membership for $100 a year. They are offering a lifetime membership of P-Hub Premium for $299.
That's a steal, man. It really is.
Actually,
what do you get, John, for that? You get 125,000 premium videos, no ads, high res.
The ads are good, though, too.
And you only get, as they say in the story, you only get one awkward credit card charge as opposed to one every year that you have to explain.
Well, I know what I'm getting everybody in that room for Christmas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Black Friday, there you go.
If you have to explain, you married the wrong person.
P-Hub, where does that rank for you, Sauce?
I don't use it.
Plumper Pass is your first, right?
Yeah. Jesus.
Is that a thing?
Sure is.
Plumper.
I use X videos. That's my thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is
P-Hub that? Was never, I don't know, it's just a, I don't know.
P-Hub.
It knows me.
It goes
it's got like
phases.
8 or 9 videos because of the trends that I use, so I'm like, yeah, this will work.
What are the trends you use? What are the...
I'm not sharing that with you. You no, that's none of your business, young man.
The things that you share on the After Party podcast...
No, it doesn't matter because...
Now you're worried about what you share with us?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to criticize. Because
well, especially considering what you told us
about, yeah.
during the break
right,
that
right,
you
right.
watched.
But I will say this: just keep this in mind, Sauce. Successful Paul Lambert doesn't do that.
Doesn't use he? Well, he. I guarantee you that guy's got a premium pass with the cash he makes.
Yeah, but successful Paul Lambert just embraces what he's into. He doesn't run from it. He doesn't shy from
it. That's right. He doesn't care.
Well, I think I've said multiple times that I'm into.
Go for it.
Giant jugs.
Big naturals.
Yeah.
Of gasoline. Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
And a good butt.
Thank you for your honesty.
That's it?
No, yeah, there's a couple.
I thought you said you had 8. That's 2.
Well,
what
I mean,
are the other 6?
Like, I don't know. There's a couple of ladies that I prefer to watch.
He definitely didn't say he had 8.
Stepmom.
Yeah, stepmom.
Thank you for your honesty.
What else?
What?
Well, when I was buying a house, I was really into real estate.
Point. Thank you for your honesty.
Only when you were buying a house?
Yeah, I'm not into it much. It's not believable anymore.
How weird were those negotiations, though? When the guy walks in and you're like,
wait, this isn't how this works.
But it'll have to do.
Yep.
Duh. Yeah.
Let's do some nudes.
This is KFAN News with Chris
Parrish
Foggy.
Is stuck at the door.
He forgot his wallet.
He is stuck at this. Can somebody please come get me? I forgot my wallet.
Now, let's just to be honest. When I see Mark Parrish's name pop up, I'm like, I wonder who's going to play initials for us
That's
today.
That's what then. I thought,
yeah.
too.
He made it, though. He's here.
He made it.
Just can't get in the building.
He's
Hi, it's Chris Hockey, and I bring you the hard news. Yeah. Some bagged salads will go untossed.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, he's just reading the headline.
Salads sold in 22 states, including Minnesota, are being recalled. New Jersey-based Missy Bay is pulling more than 75,000 pounds of salad products as the lettuce might be contaminated with E. coli. A lot of the affected salads contain meat or poultry and were sold at stores such as Aldi, Target, and Sam's Club between October 14th and October 16th. That's been over a month ago. If you still got a bag of salad from a month ago, toss that bitch anyway.
Or if you're looking to drop some LBs, eat that some bitch.
True. Good point. Good point. I hear what
Great
you're saying.
Great medical advice, John. Dr. John Creasel. Eat that some bitch.
Dateline, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, that's where you guys are going.
Yeah.
With Bun and...
No, Bun's Durf. Not going. And Durf?
I don't know what their
Durf
names
is
are.
Going. Is Durf not going? Wasn't he invented by Fred Cox?
I think Durf's staying home.
Oh.
Oh, God. Look at Parrish. He's got Northland Vodka.
Forever.
He's got a good attitude.
Ba-ba.
He's wide awake. He just
Look
forgot his wallet.
Look
See,
at him.
Parrish forgot his wallet when leaving the house, but he remembered the vodka.
I blamed it on that.
Priorities, right? What do I need here to get
you
in the building? Vodka
to get your priorities straight.
It's a beautiful bottle.
It really is. Pretty cool, right?
The east side of the Las Vegas Strip may finally see new development down the road. Hi, buddy. Thank you.
The east side.
Yeah, that part that's been blank for a while. On Wednesday, Clark County Commissioners extended prior approvals for a hotel and casino on 60 acres near Koval Lane and Harmon Avenue. Some of the possible features include high-rise towers, a shopping center, and employing for about 8,000 people.
So wait a minute. Is that the end of the strip?
No, that's...
Where's the east end?
So Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard is where Aria is.
Right.
Oh.
So that big empty spot right there.
Yep. So there's a spot.
Wait a minute. Kinda, big empty spot where?
Well, so remember there was the big white building with green accents that had Smith and Wolinski's and some other shops? I think that's where they're talking about. Because it would go back, I think, if I remember correctly. I haven't been to Vegas since March, you guys. We'll scout it out, though. We will be on the ground.
Yes, please. Well, give me a full report
back.
Give us a end of the strip update too, right? The end beyond TI and the win and Encore and stuff.
Yeah, they've changed the SLS going, right? to Sahara, and they're building Resorts World on the west side of the strip there. Yeah,
Resorts World,
Resorts World,
baby. Yeah, that's right, baby. That's right.
The more, the merrier, right, Parrish?
Amen.
Except for when it comes to children.
Oh boy. Mm. Here we go.
Listen up, Matt Burke.
India may soon be coming out with the thing I've been screaming for since I turned 14. Male birth control. Clinical trials just wrapped up on the world's first birth control injection for men. And now the Indian Council of Medical Research is awaiting approval on the product. I don't know for sure if this is the one where they shoot it into your wang like you were talking about the other day.
It might be.
Scientists say the product showed a 97% success rate with no side effects. I like those odds. They add that it is reversible and lasts 13 years. One sting in the ding ding, and you're good to go.
Is that their
snip snap? Snip snap.
Is that their slogan? One sting in the ding ding.
It should be.
You should be the marketing manager.
You're right.
Yeah, you'd endorse that.
Oh my gosh, I would.
Again, over the course of 13 years, a 97% success rate. If you are a active member of the sexual community,
and I am not.
Well, then you are fine.
But you know what's not fair is I can't go back in time.
I'll
never be young again.
That 3% is going to come back to bite you pretty quickly.
Mm. See, I think what my dad told me back in the day, that one sting in the ding-ding caused a visit to the Red Door, which is the STD clinic.
Your dad was like Norm there.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he literally, when they said, now you have to make appointments, we don't just take walk-ins, he said, I will spread this disease throughout the Twin Cities, and he was not lying. They knew it. They said, Mr. Kreisel, come on back.
He had a punch card.
I'm so glad I share a first name with him.
You're in so many databases.
Yeah. Don't
Google you, everybody will think you have STDs.
Center for Disease Control's worst nightmares, my dad. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
That's great. He's crazy. And finally, in the most ridiculous story of the day, when it comes to getting a perfect beard, some men say it's more important than sex or even coffee.
What?
A new poll by Honest Amish.
Okay.
Wait,
consider the source.
Amish?
Yeah. Which has to be, by definition, a handwritten magazine.
It's not an online poll.
No, it can't.
Unless they're cheating. That would be dishonest, Amish.
Their porn is just drawings.
I'd watch that.
Well, yeah, I would too. One of those flip books.
You basically do watch. Yeah, you'd watch flip book porn.
Yep.
You do. You watch cartoon porn. It's the same thing.
I got to type in, what is Honest Amish?
Oh, boy.
And find out what the hell that is.
You might need a premium pass for it, though.
Well, is it the old Amish Paradise video with Weird Al where the two kids are looking at
the best
Amish Playboy magazine and it just shows her ankle?
That's funny. Yeah.
It's a beard product company, so no wonder they came out with this. This looks cool, though. It's an Amish guy. On the cover. A new poll by Honest Amish shows that they not only give up both sex and coffee for an entire year, but they'd spend a night in jail or shave their head for a perfect beard. I, on the other hand, would not.
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
What if your head's half-shaved to begin with?
By God.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old dude named Clement Torres.
Jesus, that's not a name.
No.
What did you just say?
It's Clemente.
Even Parrish is like, what?
I made it through saying it without laughing, then you made me stop.
Do you know where Clement Torres is?
Oh, boy. Yeah, obviously.
Before you find out, you might want to get that sting in your ding ding.
Just in case.
13 years.
Oh,
Parrish hasn't said anything. All he's done is giggled.
You guys are on fire.
Sauce, my sources say you ran into this guy before he went to jail and you refused to lick him. That's what my sources are saying.
Not only does my ugliness ruin my sex life, you do a damn good job.
None of these are coming from me. These are all rumors that I'm hearing secondhand from all the hot chicks down the hall.
Yeah, they're all saying, please introduce Sauce to Clement Torres. Because he keeps saying he doesn't exist.
Help him find him.
A 20-year-old young guy, 21, named Clement Torres, was driving.
Come on, not his name.
Was driving into a gas station in Chandler, Arizona, last month when he lost control of his Ford Mustang and crashed into a gas pump. It went up in flames. Other people ran away while Clement Torres tried to put out the massive fire by dumping a jug of water on it.
Terrifying.
When that didn't work, he just took off. Caps tracked him. Cops tracked him down.
What tracked him down?
Caps.
Oh, Caps.
The Caps.
Thanks, Boston Hockey.
His blood alcohol level, ladies and gentlemen, 0.241.
That'll be...
So just think, he crashed...
somebody we know in about 2 hours. Right.
Clement Torres crashed into that gas station, and the people in there still couldn't find them.
That's right. Well said. And my final story today.
By the way, you missed the kicker to that. What unless that story does not have this. This is true. I'm not even making this up.
Okay.
0.241 blood alcohol level.
That'll be me.
When he crashed, he was on his way to court for a DUI.
Oh, I did not have that.
Can't make it up. So even if he hadn't crashed the car into the gas station, he would have shown up to court for a DUI with a 0.241.
Boy.
How would that have gone?
Somebody that we talk to on a regular basis.
Lawyer Lambert?
He's had that.
Where somebody showed up obliterated.
Like, are you kidding? Like, you
have we have no chance now.
Yeah, he had a client once, and I think I've shared this. This isn't a DWI, but he had a client once that was stalking a woman. And they got, like, my dad, because he's a miracle worker, was like, all right, we'll get a plea deal, but you just can't contact this woman. He called her from the payphone at the courthouse. And then my dad, in his car on the way back, got a call from the judge going, your guy already screwed up. And they had to come back because he called her from a payphone at the courthouse.
And I would pay to see the look on your dad's face at that time.
I mean, that's the last time he represented Pete Sauce.
Oh, solid news, man.
Hey, thanks, Culligan.
The Wild won 3-2 over the Abs. Goals by Zuccarello, Greenway, and Zucker got the game winner. The Wild won their 9th game of the season. They've now won 3 of 4, and they take on the Bruins tomorrow in Boston.
That's hockey, I think.
Your thoughts, Mark Parrish?
They've definitely found their game. They were spectacular last night. The young kids, Greenway, Cunning, Erickson Eck, Parisi's been a beast. They really, really, really played well last night. Everybody from top to bottom. Stalock played well in that. It was a great game.
And you and I were watching it last night together at Station 280, and you said that kid from Colorado is kind of a freak anyway, right? The kid that scored the goals?
Kale McCarr? Yeah, he's nasty.
You're nasty.
That's a real name.
Clemente Harris is nasty.
Careful, Chris. Yeah. Careful.
He's getting on pace closer. As a rookie defenseman for like 91, 92 points, something like that. Yeah, he's a monster. He's going to be a superstar in this league for a long time.
Mm. So the Wild withstood Kill Your Maker, whatever his name is.
Kale McCarr.
Got it.
I don't know if it was the first or second goal that he scored there, but as a defenseman to snipe a corner like that, that's not fair.
Real deal.
Kale McCarr.
Yeah, kill your car.
That's what Clement Torres tried to do.
Jesus.
Kill my car.
The Gophers take on Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pregame is at 9 a.m.
Point
the Gophers
spread, please.
Are minus 13.5, but could be without Tanner Morgan, who's in the concussion protocol. Would this be a game time thing, I would assume?
That's what they said about four days ago, okay. So we'll see if that happens.
Play, and they'll smash.
Gopher basketball beat Central Michigan 82-57. The Gophers are 2-3, and they take on North Dakota on Sunday.
Nobody cares!
That's pretty true. Miles Garrett's indefinite suspension will be upheld after his appeal was denied. He will be out at least the remainder of this season. Marquise Pouncey's suspension has been reduced to 2 games. Texans beat the Colts 20-17. They're now 7-4 and lead the Colts in the AFC South. Deshaun Watson threw 2 TDs, 2 DeAndre Hopkins.
Vikings are on a bye this week and will have five games remaining when they head to Seattle a week from Monday. The Vikings are 8-3. Former Vikings kicker Fred Cox passed away at the age of 80. He also invented the Nerf football.
Duh.
And lastly, the Wolves take on the Suns tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Target Center.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, nice
You're
job.
Welcome.
Yeah, good job. All
You're right. going to be on a bye in a couple hours.
Look at you. Lucky.
All right, what do we got when we come back? You said there's some website that's going to derail you?
Well, it's going to... anybody who loves Christmas... trust me, AJ found something it's just fantastic. Just fantastic. And completely clean, by the way.
Well, Creasel and Saucer bored with that. They want the dirty version. 1 hour from now, we play initials. You can start guessing on Twitter, hashtag PowerTrip. Who wins initials? Does AJ get win number 100? Does Parrish get win number 20? Does Creasel get his third consecutive victory? We'll find out in an hour. If you get it right, you are eligible to have your name drawn for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew, but you got to have the hashtag PowerTrip. Hashtag PowerTrip. We're back after this on The Fan.
All right. Boo doo 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 meow meow meow.
Hey, Saucy.
I'm sorry that you can't take your Sleep Number bed to Vegas with you.
Yeah, I mean, the place we're going has great beds, but they don't have Sleep Number 360 smart beds, and that's the bed I have, and it's literally the greatest bed of all time. I look forward to sleeping in it every single night. And Hockey, the main point of it is as you always say, go to a store, let them give you your Sleep Number, let them run you through the procedure, and you'll go, this is the best bed of all time, plus... It keeps you asleep.
Yeah. I mean, that's the key, right? Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, your comfort, your support. That's your Sleep Number. And the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements, automatically adjusts, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Just go on in. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, which you can save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. By the way, for a limited time, that at only at Sleep Number stores and at sleepnumber.com. Check them out. And honestly, go in, find your Sleep Number, and take care of yourself and all those around you this holiday season. Traffic. Sorry, it's not time for traffic yet. Sleep Number is the official sleep wellness partner of the Minnesota Vikings. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Where's that at?
Woodbury, Roseville, Maplewood, and of course, Maple Grove on the corner of Hemlock Lane North and Elm Creek Parkway.
KFAN, Total Defense.
Good morning, everybody. The Power Trip Morning Show. So a little bit ago, AJ teased that he had found something that was going to derail the show and that it wasn't dirty. And I'm not going to lie to you. I thought he was crazy.
And you were very disappointed.
That it wasn't dirty.
Sure. Me too.
Sure. But then he came over and he says, all right, go to wishbookweb, all one word, .com. Wishbookweb.com.
Something you all could do right now.
Yeah. And so I did. And when you get there, up at the very top of that, you can click catalogs. And in those catalogs, you will see catalogs, Christmas catalogs from Montgomery Ward's for every year. Since the
1930s. Oh, wow.
Man, Montgomery Ward, Sears, JCPenney.
Lord and Taylor, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Man. So, like, some of them are super old, but when you get to
all these.
Find whatever range you were 10 or 11, and you click through those things, and these are 800-page catalogs. So you remember there was the clothes, the electronics, the collectibles, and then it gets to the toys. Obviously, the toys are the kicker there. But I was talking to Chris, like, I remember... The pictures of the kids playing with the toy, like that picture was so ingrained in my mind because I wanted that toy and I remember that kid.
And I remember the covers.
You remember Paul the like 15 pages of NFL clothing
and
NFL collectibles, those plastic lockers that I wanted so badly
for
my room.
Own locker? Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Times
put your name on it.
Times have changed. So for here, there's the whole section. For things to get your wife, a chrome-plated sweeper, a.k.a. vacuum cleaner. There's some cast aluminum cookware. There's a coffee pot. There's a clean air sprayer, like a steamer. Oh, yeah, there are some dishes. Jackets for her, though, I suppose, if you want to spoil her when she has to go outside to get groceries. My God, this is funny. Times have changed.
But, man, just, like AJ said, the thing is to go into the years that you remember the most. Like, and looking at 1983 right now when I was 12 years old, holy moly.
Man, yeah,
Well, I found the lingerie section from the 94 Christmas wish list. Yeah,
well, hockey's derailed.
Yeah, those are almost see-through. Jeez, JCPenney.
Did you get to know yourself on that? Maybe?
He was 14.
Hockey admitted he was getting to know himself watching Dukes of Hazzard.
I think that's
Barbara
pretty standard.
Barbara Bach, man.
Who? Ex-president's wife?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh. Not yeah, President Bach.
Daisy Duke, man.
Cut off jean shorts ever since.
Yeah, Daisy Duke.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. You should see these flannel jammies from 1994.
Right.
Some of the clothing is funny. There was, in that era, there's like this like classy for adults Mickey Mouse line that was like the cool thing to wear.
Jeez Louise.
And then you get to like the Zuba section, which is just mint.
Man, and the video games back in the 80s,
yeah.
Fascinating because this is before there were video game consoles, you know? So they're
handheld
football games and stuff like that.
Dude, I keep getting an error. Did we crash the website?
Well, you know what? We might have, yeah.
Yeah, I think we
did. Commodore computer.
Is there a Commodore computer in 88?
Yep.
Oh, I got to see that.
Man, I remember my grandma used to work for my mom's mom. She would bring this over and we would.
It was the best ever.
Getting the catalog was the official beginning of Christmas. Yeah. Oh.
My brother and I would fight over who got to get through it, through it first.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Man, starter jackets.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those starter jackets.
And nobody wore the Vikings one. It was always like the Chicago Bulls or the White Sox.
Yeah, right. Wow, man.
The Cowboys.
Honestly, this is so cool.
This is awesome.
Such a blast from the past. Man, nothing has taken me back this completely in a very long time. Thank you, AJ. That's very cool, man.
Wishbookweb.com.
Yeah, if it is crashed, which very likely could have happened, check it out later.
Yeah.
You can download the full PDF if you want as well.
And yeah, it definitely crashed.
Just bonkers.
For old time's sake, download the PDF, print it. Get to know yourself all over again.
Hang on, man. It might work for you again.
Like, I look at and it's even toys that you maybe you didn't have, but the kid up the street had.
Yeah.
That you remember all these, those kitchen sets when you're a little kid. Playmobiles. Remember Playmobiles? Those little action figures.
They still make those. Man.
I didn't play with kitchen sets.
I don't think they do the
Playboy.
I don't think they do the cowboy and Indian set anymore, though.
Yeah. Oh man, console stereo. Oh, look at the boom boxes.
I know. You can pick out the one you had.
Boom box.
I know.
That's exactly right.
And it took like 17 D batteries.
Yeah, giant D batteries. You're like, Mom, I'm taking the D batteries. Don't you dare.
She'd be like, I need those for when Dad's out of town.
We thought we were so cool bringing those to like basketball games to put like on the court before you warm up. And inevitably, some idiot would airball a shot that would hit the boombox, and the batteries would go everywhere.
Well, I'm going to play this now because, again, I probably won't have time to get through it the rest of the day. But
I did post it to the website, by the way, so it's on the PowerTrip page if you need to look back at it later today.
Yeah, you got to look at this again one more time.
Right.
Wishbookweb.com.
Yeah, but don't everybody do it at once, it'll crash.
Right.
Do it one at a time.
Here's from last night, Kimmel, brilliant idea. They had Billie Eilish on, right? She's 17 years old. And he asked her what they called retro questions to see if she had any concept.
Oh, my God. This is going to make us feel so
Listen to this. And again, she's 17.
Sure. So she was born in 2002.
Listen to this.
Can you name a Van Halen?
Who?
Fill in the blank. Run DM.
What? What is that?
It sounds like a direct message while you're jogging now, but Run DMC. Have you ever played with a Cabbage Patch Kid?
A Cabbage Patch Kid?
Yeah. In 1984, at Christmas time, your parents would go to the mall and fight other parents for these.
Wow.
And then they bring them home to you, and that was how they proved they loved you.
Wow.
What should you never do to a gremlin after midnight?
You're making me look so dumb.
How about that?
Well, it's kind of hurting my soul.
Yeah. But that's it, man.
She's pretty savvy.
She's very savvy.
Gal's the real deal. I do not think she's a flash in the pan. Maybe I'm going to be wrong, but my guess is she's not a 2 or 3 year wonder.
Right.
I don't think she will be.
Yeah, she's super talented.
Yep.
It's not my thing, but every time I hear it, it's like, yeah, that's really good.
She's got some bangers, man.
Yeah.
What does she play? What does she sing?
She sings this.
Duh.
Yeah, she does sing that song.
Duh. It seems a lot more upbeat than her normal stuff.
I don't think this is.
I don't think this. Oh. I think the clip.
Duh.
No, it's
oh,
this
oh,
is.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Duh. Go to bed.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Well done. Good bit, Age. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Vikings news is next. Initials at 8:15. Parrish is here. Creasel's playing initials today, too, because he's going to Vegas right after the show, so why not just stick around and play? He's doing that. We're back after this on The Fan.
Or near you.
Again, still looking at the catalog from 1983 right now when I was 12 years old. And the actual boombox that I had, and I was just talking to Mark about it. I've never thought about it like this, and this is going way too deep on a Christmas gift. But think about what that boombox meant. That was my portal to all the music that mattered. That was the needle of my preferred drug.
And it was probably that time of your life when you began to express yourself for who you were for the first time.
100%.
You know, you weren't listening to your dad's music or playing your dad's music. You were playing your music.
Yeah, when I heard, and the reason I'm playing this specific song is because when this record came out, I grabbed my boombox, took the cassette, I crawled up on top of my dad's Suburban and played it for the first time. And I remember listening to this song through that very boombox on the top of my dad's truck. It was my portal to the music.
I did the same thing for, in the 91 or the 94 catalog, the Sony Discman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, not even 10-second anti-skip Discman.
Dude, oh my gosh.
And it was $200.
You couldn't touch it. If you did, it would skip.
Or tip it sideways.
Yeah, exactly, right. Oh,
so we were just talking during the break, there's a, in the 94 catalog, there's a couple of $40 video games, and Creasel just did the inflation calculation, right, because a standard video game now is $60. Didn't you say a $40 game then would be $69 now?
Yes, sir. $69.46.
So, all right, you're talking like a 75% increase.
Correct. That was.
So then I wonder why $60 games have not changed.
They've capped it.
They've probably figured out, too, the sweet spot. Now marketing, they've
there's a lot.
They know the algorithms.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if everything else is inflating, I wonder why video games are incapable of inflating without pushback.
They probably found the sweet spot, though, where there might have been pushback. And, of course, too.
Yeah, there's a point where people will push back or will not buy it anymore.
And if it's one that has a huge history, like The Legend of Zelda's or whatnot, or the Red Dead's, where there's a special collector's edition that you can get for, like, $99. And
but that's I'm glad you brought up Red Dead. Think about when GTA 6 comes out.
Yeah, if it's $200.
I would buy it in a heartbeat if it was $200.
Yeah, of course.
I'd buy it if it's $30,000.
So, okay, what about Red Dead 3?
Oh. Take my mortgage. I don't care.
Can I stop this conversation and tell you what it is, actually? Yeah. It's you. $60 gets you in the door, and then you purchase stuff online and downloads and expend. So before you know it, you have spent $200 on whatever hot video game is out right now because you Fortnite. Fortnite's a free video game, and the average that people spend on Fortnite is $70, which is more than a normal video game if you were to purchase it. They figured out that that's a better business model, and you're going to ultimately make more money with DLC than you will spend. Paying $80 off.
If I'm going to wait 8 or 9 or 10 years for Red Dead 3, I'll empty my bank account.
Oh, same. God, yeah.
Plus,
make it as gigantic and as epic as possible.
And
I want
instantly
it.
Instantly go to Valentine and get your Johnson knocked around.
Right. Yeah. $60? No, so 9 years from now? Give me a break.
Donna Valentine?
Yeah, she'll knock it around.
Hockey pay $10,000.
I love D-Val.
$74,000.
These baseball card pages, and they have those coins with the guy's the baseball player's faces on them.
Mine doesn't.
You remember those? Yours is still broken.
Yeah.
Man, D-Val's the best. Man. When I was an intern way back in the Bloomington days, and she was right down the hall, I was like 21, 22, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd look at her, and I'd be like, what do I do, Lake? And Lake would go, do. You couldn't handle that, do.
Yep.
You wouldn't even know what to do.
Yep.
I'd go, well.
And that holds true to
today. I am willing to fail. DeVal's the best.
Yeah, she is great.
I miss her.
Look at you guys won't be able to see it very well from there. But look at the 1983 treadmill.
I know, seriously.
slightly different
looks
than
like
the
a walker.
Look at that, it does, right.
Slightly different than the one I just bought for my wife this week. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Model 1 Peloton right next to it.
The tread.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown! Thank you, Radko!
Presented by
Radko, your truck accessories.
Do we have it? Well, the Fred Cox thing.
And again, real quick, it's mywishbook.com.
It's just wishbookweb.com.
Wishbookweb.com. Sorry.
None of that was right.
None of that was right. What an idiot.
They were words.
Yeah, and I don't want people to go in there and plug it up.
Yeah, seriously. Former Vikings kicker Fred Cox died at the age of 80. Vikings' all-time leading scorer. He never missed a game. He played 15 seasons for the Vikes, 63 through 77. Went to all four Super Bowls with Minnesota. Parrish, he invented the Nerf football. Speaking of your childhood and your youth and JCPenney catalogs, invented the Nerf football, I believe, with a buddy or something like that. What a cool life. I think he even recently said that, right? That, look, I've lived a long life, and it's been pretty awesome. So
is he like...
I'd like to hear the story behind that.
Yeah.
The Nerf bit?
It was passed around on social media yesterday.
Don't you know it, Hawk? I thought you knew it. I thought you told us the story once.
I probably did.
Yeah. Does that mean that he's like the inventor of Nerf? Because that had to be the first Nerf thing, right?
Nerf had to be the first Nerf?
No, the Nerf football was the first Nerf product.
Probably.
And now it's a bazillion Nerf guns and bow and arrows and stuff. By the way, look at the Nerf guns in these catalogs. The bow and arrow, Paul.
Gray
and purple bow and arrow.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, the Christmas catalog to David and I was just June. We're like, yeah, we'll take all that.
I did think of you guys when I saw the Sega Game Gear.
He invented a soft football. So, yeah, the football was the first one. Yep.
So, but does he have stock or whatever, you know, ownership of Nerf the rest of the way? Maybe he sold it or something?
He sold it to Parker Brothers.
Toy company. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he got a big chunk of money initially and then maybe didn't get any on the back end.
Sure.
Whoops.
Says Rain Geyer, a Minnesota-based games inventor, came to the company with a football game that was safe for indoor play after studying it carefully. Our Parker Brothers decided to eliminate everything but the foam ball. In 1970, the Nerf ball was introduced as the world's first official indoor ball. So Rain Geyer must have been his partner, the guy you're talking about.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, if they didn't get a better deal from Parker Brothers, I guess we have to blame it on the rain.
Great point.
What in the sweet hell?
Yeah, great point. That's a great point.
No, where did that come from?
Somebody's fault. No, I don't want to blame Fred Cox.
Wait a minute.
You can't blame it on something.
You can't just make up stuff.
No. What's the guy's first name?
Rain.
Right. Who would you blame it on if your business...
Not Fred.
No, you can't.
It's not Fred's fault.
All right. Yeah.
Now I get it. I didn't get the rain thing. All right. Sorry.
God, what a great tune.
You were just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of reasons I wish I was young again, but I would love to play with one of those damn Nerf cannons just one time
and not
look like a weirdo.
Man,
trouncing around my neighborhood with a...
I got to think, Chris Hockey, you would just love to go back and just play with it, right? Wouldn't you?
Of course he would.
He's big into erector sets.
Yeah. Just small ones, though.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Clearly, he played before I was born, so I just remember the name. But do you remember watching him at all? I mean, you were 7 or so at the time.
No, I don't remember at all.
Okay.
No, they weren't on my...
Who's second in Vikings history for scoring? Is it Carter or Moss?
It's probably Chris Carter, right? Well, I don't know.
Moss had another kicker, right?
It's probably...
Like Jan Stenerud or Fouad Rivez or...
Vikings. Fouad, his career was cut kind of short by an injury.
I don't know. I'm trying to think who else would have...
Fred Cox, Chris Carter.
Carter's second.
Carter. There you go.
But he's like more than half behind. Cox has 1,365 and Carter has 670.
Okay.
Like he's not even close.
Cox was that far ahead?
Yeah.
You know, for that team, it was all about Cox. For the longest time. It was like, you know what? Here's the thing. It's coming down to the last 35 seconds. The only way to win this, send Cox out there.
Right.
Everyone in the stands is yelling it.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know they go chanting. Boone!
Yeah.
Not dead.
Sauce,
you know what they
sauce.
Did?
What did they chant in 1977?
It's the guy's last name.
Well, do it in his honor. Yeah, hit the table like this and then yell his name. Do it as loud as you possibly can. Look at him. He's like mouthing to me. Can I?
Yeah, can I? I don't want to chant Cox.
How long have you been on the radio?
What 15? They said when he had a bad game or missed a kick.
They said, he's not good. He's not good.
Bad Cox.
Okay, you're bad at this.
What if they changed the skull chant into that? You just to pay homage.
They'd sit around the bar.
Corey would do the skull chant then.
Just bang that on the drum.
Corey'd be the only person in the media.
And you know what? It's always funny because Corey's got a jersey.
Yeah, he does.
And on the back it says Cox. And people are like, man, big fan of Fred. And Corey's like, who?
Actually, that's his life story.
I get it. Penis reference. Oh, clip.
Man, he missed another kick. That Fred.
It's not often that Cox misses.
Wrong button.
Wow.
Wrong button.
It's fine.
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. You're too busy looking at the Sears catalog.
Yeah, sorry.
In the panties section.
I'm absolutely hooked. Well, not on that part.
No. Yeah. Hawk is.
Yes, sir.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got to invent something like the Nerf football and then not blame it on rain. You know?
Yeah. Giant camcorders.
Mm. What?
Sorry, you're not going to invent that. I'm looking at a catalog.
Oh, I was going to say. I would want the opposite. I'd want a small one so I could place it in women's locker rooms.
Jeez.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That was incriminating.
Yeah. A couple of things you mispronounced in that sentence.
Can I tell you one more thing about Cox?
Yes.
One of only 11 Vikings to play in all four of the team's Super Bowls. But 11 players played in all four. That's a lot, man.
Who were the other ones? I assume Tarkenton was in all four?
Well, remember, right? It wasn't.
Eller Page.
Free agency was not what it is.
Yeah, good point. You're right. That's a great point. Yeah.
So I think the Purple People Eaters played in all four.
Of them?
Man, this tells you how long
ago. Lertz was in a couple? All of them? How many did Lertz play in?
Probably two.
And I don't think Tarkenton was in all four, was he?
Well, maybe not.
No, because he went to the Giants for a little while.
Right.
And so did Lertz.
So was it Joe Kapp in the first one, I would think?
That's right. It was It was Kapp in the first one.
I'm convinced the Vikings had never even been there.
Listen to this, guys.
It's just a hoax.
We talk about specialty players and stuff like that. Fred Cox was the kicker at Pitt when he went to college. He also played fullback.
Jeez.
How about that?
By the way, think about this, and this is going to shock no one in
Cox
the Twin
was
Cities.
Powerful,
which was a real position back.
Never mind.
Too, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Corey.
My whole point is, think of if you listen to Dan Barrero today, 3 to 6:30.
Yeah.
He's probably going to do a nice
ode to the
fitting
dead guy.
Tribute.
Yeah, right.
15, 20 minutes. We're in a power trip. We did penis jokes.
Yeah, and,
right?
and
the guy died, lived a great life, invented the Nerf football,
Barrero,
legendary Viking, and most points in team history. We cracked penis jokes for 5 minutes because we're stupid.
Barrero,
and then I somehow found a way to transition to Millie Vanilli's Blame It on the Rain because his business partner's name was Rain.
Yeah, and then you
and
had
I
me
probably mispronounced
Cox.
The guy's name. It may not be pronounced Rain.
Right. So then how far down the rabbit hole was I going to go with that?
Right.
And just waste more time.
I was so thankful research. That you guys took the lead on it. I so badly wanted to talk about that, make those jokes, but I don't want to get kicked off the show. I love it. I love you guys. Right. So I had to follow your lead.
Thank you.
So now I'm done.
Sauce still isn't sure what he can do.
Yeah, I don't know what I can do. I don't know. So he invented the football? The Nerf ball?
The Nerf football, yes.
Okay. Not the actual football?
No.
Well, rest his soul.
Mr. Z is next. We'll get Parrish's breakdown of the Wilds' victory over the Colorado Avalanche. Then we play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip when it's on the Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on the Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback CJ Ham joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee. The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's your little Power Trip morning show. Expecting a call from Mr. Z at any moment. There it is. Put him on hold. By the way, I want to mention while it's 8 o'clock and everybody's listening, if you're looking for a special Christmas gift and you're thinking out of the box, I have two shows just after Christmas, one in St. Cloud at Pioneer Place on the 27th, an acoustic show, One on the 28th at Lay Music Room in St. Michael. It's an acoustic show as well. So check it out. Pioneer Place and Lay Music Room. Let's have some fun, man.
What time will that be?
Playing some tunes. I don't know. But I know it's the 27th to the 28th. That's the best I can do right now. Fookie's playing on the 5th at the Myth. I know that. That's going to be fun.
Have you guys been practicing?
Yeah, we have.
Have you let Parrish decide any of the set list?
Yes.
Because he wants a whole lot of 90s alternative that you guys are not playing. And I mean hardcore alternative. Like Ace of Base.
Oh, he does? Yeah.
That's not even true.
That's very alternative.
Yeah, good. I saw the song. Better than Ezra.
Yeah, but, not better than Ezra.
That song Wales, right?
Yeah, that song Wales, but...
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it does. That is great not point.
Fooky. None of that is fooky.
No, Ace of Base is...
It is?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You don't know what Fooky is then? Did you hear the bit where Alice Cooper is promoting the show and he says Fooky?
Get out of here.
Yeah, he comes and he says, awesome. Come out and see Fooky. And like, yay!
That's awesome.
What a Fooky? Stupid bad name.
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing?
Are you guys serious? Is this misspelled?
Yeah.
How old is that man?
He's got to be pushing 80.
Jeez. Yeah. He's a scratch golfer, too.
And he is.
Is he?
Great
in concert.
Yeah, he loves golf.
Really well done.
So. Perry, have you ever played, like, at a tournament he's been at or anything like that, like a pro-am?
No, I haven't. I would.
Do you know anyone that has?
Cannot wait to meet him. Everyone in Phoenix.
Yeah, good point. He plays every day.
Pro-am at
yeah,
Edgewood.
He plays every day.
Tahoe.
He was in a great film called Wayne's World.
He was.
Let's talk film in Alice Cooper's IMDb page with Mr. Z. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
What's the best Alice Cooper movie of all time?
Boy, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything but Wayne's World.
So that's the best? Fine. Finally, we agree on something. Okay, here we go.
Milwaukee, yeah.
Yeah. Frozen 2, after years and years and years, finally is upon us. I, for better or for worse, already have my tickets for tomorrow. Frozen 2, your thoughts?
Frozen 2, yeah. I think what Disney did right with Frozen 2 that you might appreciate is that instead of the original Frozen, you know, that age group, they've grown up a little bit, and this movie grew up a little bit as well. You know, it's a little darker, not in a weird, like, creepy dark way, but it's a little more grown up. But the music is really good. There is some tears to be had for the right people at the end of the movie, you know, and it's going to do a ton of business. It's going to be looking at possibly $100 million opening, which for an animated film, a week before Thanksgiving would be a very big success.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to it. Yep.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood starring Tom Hanks. He plays, of course, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, and is alongside Matthew Reese, the brilliant actor from The Americans. So Matt Reese and Tom Hanks in the Mr. Rogers movie. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's the one that's more that I might actually be able to help some people with. First of all, this is a good movie, and I really like this movie, but this movie is not what you think it's going to be. I can just tell everyone that if you think you know what you're going to see when you're going in, you're going to come out and you're going to say, huh, that wasn't what I was expecting.
Well,
but
what do I think I'm going to see?
Yeah, what?
You think you're going to see a family movie, like pack up the kids, bring them down, and learn the story of how Mr. Rogers got to where he is.
That's not what it is?
What? Is he throwing the boots to Glorietta?
Henrietta? Yeah,
those puppets.
Mr. Rogers into puppet sex? What's happening?
He just teabags the fish tank.
I'm in. Yeah. Don't ruin my childhood.
I'm in.
Do you see him get fully dressed? What's happening?
I was just going to say, you have to keep saying spoiler alert every time you say that kind of stuff.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah. What is he on Tinder? What's happening?
It is a PG film, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But I guess what I'll just tell you is that the guy... the reporter who goes to do the story, about 65% of the movie is about him.
Mm. No one cares about him.
It's Matthew Reese. It's Philip Jennings. I'll watch him do anything, including Gary Russell.
This is why. But I'll just tell you real
quick. Gary Russell?
Yeah, Gary Russell. Yep.
Gary Russell, yeah.
Former Gopher running back.
We don't need to go to Vegas. Cash those tickets on Corey. We all won.
He was, it's good though, because he's dealing with some nasty stuff in his life, and he gets sent on this
this cream puff thing where he has to just do a little short piece of Mr. Rogers. Cream puff. And so you get to see Mr. Rogers kind of dealing with an adult who has some, you know, who's dealing with some stuff in his life, and you find out about Mr. Rogers through this interaction. So right. I really liked it, but it's a good movie. Just I had to readjust my expectations about 10 minutes into the movie. So.
All right.
Will he win an Academy Award for it?
But you know what? It's going to be tough this year. I think he might get nominated. I tell you who will. I can't talk too much about it. The guy who played Richard Jewell in the movie Richard Jewell.
Oh yeah.
Clever, oh my man. God. If it hadn't been for Joaquin Phoenix and Joker, I would say that this guy's going to slam dunk win the Oscar. I can't believe how good he was.
Wow.
So, that's and then also away, just right? Last thing, I think Netflix is spending like $400 million to reboot Labyrinth with Dave Matthews.
Yeah! Yeah.
Yep. And, nailed it!
Hey, all right, so not to pile on sauce, because we made fun of him yesterday, and I said maybe that was the worst idea I've ever heard, Dave Matthews' Labyrinth. Yeah, you've clearly seen the movie Labyrinth, right? Who was your pick? If you had to recast that today, shoot. If they were making it for the first time, let's pretend that movie never existed, so not even a reboot. If they were going to launch that movie today for the first time, but they wanted that same kind of feel, and David Bowie's not an option, who would you cast?
Yeah, that's tough, because you guys came up, it's hard to get past Leto mm-hmm. as a good example. I guess I should have thought about it. The guy who plays Pennywise would be good.
Alexander Skarsgård.
And any of the Skarsgårds. So, but yeah, that would be a good question. And then,
Dave Matthews, though.
I don't think you go with Dave Matthews. I think you leave, I don't think you cast, Dame Maggie Smith in the Jennifer Connor role either. I think you probably, go with somebody different. So, yeah.
All right.
But a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is well worth seeing. I really enjoyed it. Adjust your expectations.
No, right. I'm not seeing it now.
Thanks, Mr. Z.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Appreciate it. Bye. Must be nice being Matt Reeves. You get to work with Tom Hanks. You get to go home to Kerry Russell. You get your Emmys on the mantle.
Can't believe I forgot that it's Henrietta the Cat.
What did you say?
Glorietta. Yeah.
Notice that none of us knew that.
Why don't you take off that sweater? Meow, 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 meow.
Nobody heard.
Peel him out? Meow, meow.
This is a Vegas preview.
Yeah, it really is.
This is why I've never accepted the invitation.
You want to go.
I
want to
go so bad. I'm still thinking about going out literally for one overnight. The biggest waste of money.
Fight, meow, meow, meow.
Pear Bear, go out with Scene Bear. So it can be Pear Bear and Scene Bear walking the strip hand in hand.
Don't you touch my little Scene
Bear. Just debauchery. You guys can hug it out.
I would love to, but
I've never seen Scene Bear so excited.
He's so excited.
I don't blame him.
I'd love to, but I got to go to Top 10 Liquors tonight for a Northland event.
What I understand.
In Blaine.
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Oh, what time is that?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Yeah.
Tom Blaine is in Blaine.
Good for you, buddy boy.
Thank you.
Drink up. Two things real quick for me, and I know we got to do sports, but I told you I had a lot to get in today.
Go.
Number one is a public service announcement. Yesterday on the way home, I drove by the new Hy-Vee in Maple Grove we were talking about.
I think it's the 14th now in Maple Grove.
I love Hy-Vee.
They are everywhere.
It's unbelievable. It's the best. They have a full bar now, not just like a couple of things of beer. They have like every beer ever created on the wall. But not just that. You know how they have you walk up to the, like the, what would you call that, AJ? The
hot bar?
Yeah, like the hot bars for a day. But you've got Chinese, you've got
so
this, that, and the other. So I walk up and I decide I'm going to pull over there and get something. I'm going to get a burrito because it's great burrito and I'm eating one big meal a day and that's it, right?
And you want diarrhea.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Right, exactly. So I roll in there and the one in Maple Grove doesn't have a Mexican bar. And I'm like, so I'm going to settle for Chinese. Sounds great. I'll have it. I get orange chicken.
Oh.
She gave me so much food.
And it's good.
That the container barely could take it. Right? And she wasn't, I think she did that for, I think they do that for everybody, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you've made my day. This is great. And I walk over to the counter to pay for it. And it was $6.
Mm-hmm. What?
I can't even tell you the value and the deliciousness
of
this food.
Why aren't we going now?
So there's a public service announcement for lunch, for dinner, for whatever. Go buy Hy-Vee. I spend $10 at McDonald's and don't get half that amount of food. And this is really good. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's number one.
Highway robbery.
You sons of bitches were way off. My wife is a genius.
No way.
We put our TV up last night. It's awesome.
Still overspent.
You want me to cut that soundbite so you can send it to her?
Thank you, please.
Got yeah.
Yep. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
of course.
Oh, he winked. I didn't see him wink.
Because of what you spent on it. It should do every... It should be real life.
You should see this TV.
It should make... For $3,000, it should make you orange chicken at Hy-Vee.
You should see this TV. You should see it.
Yeah.
You guys have to come over and see it. It's unbelievable. Okay. I've never seen anything like it. And it's enormous. We couldn't possibly have a bigger one.
Okay.
We couldn't. It's perfect. It's a great TV.
65-inch TV? That's like at the kids' table.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Need a 75, Playboy. Yeah,
did you get scolded? Is that why you're doing this?
No, I have to stand up. I have to be honest and tell you she made a good choice.
65 is what goes in the garage.
Yeah. You give that to the kids in the back seat to keep them busy on car rides. Here, hold this 65-inch TV and shut up back there.
This is the Dick Van Dyke Show, right?
That is, man. Yeah. Good pull. Yeah. All right. Do you want to do any sports?
I don't really care.
Okay.
But we might as well at least do the Wild game because they did win.
Yeah.
The first couple weeks of the season, every time you came in, you were breaking down a Wild loss. But we got a couple of wins to talk about. They won 3-2 over the Avalanche last night.
Yeah, they've been playing really well lately. What, 3 of 4? The whole team, the young guys, Greenway, Cunnan, Eriksson Ek, those guys played great. Stalock's been playing spectacular as a so-called backup. Parisi's been just a beast. Everybody's really kind of found their game, found their stride, and this is the team we expected from the get-go.
Hang on one second. Boom.
Tudor rides it down the left wing wall. Little centering pass back in front. Oh, did they score? No! They did! They knocked it in! Grubauer's knocked it in first, and now the red light comes on, and the Wild have a 3-2 lead.
Jason Zucker, your game-winning goal for
that's
the Minnesota
my boy.
Wild. His seventh goal of the year.
One heck of a beard.
Great beard.
Yeah, big old beard. Been playing well. Their power play goal was great. They just reaction. That was just hockey where Suter gave it over to Koivu. Koivu gave it to...
Stahl?
No. Give me a second. Zuccarello?
I don't know.
Henrietta?
You know what? I should have known. You
Henrietta
guys
the cat?
Clue.
No, Glorietta.
I should have said you, but you know what? I'm going to twist in the wind because I know who it is, but I'm just not going to say
you
it.
You know who it is?
Of course I know who it is.
Yeah. Why would I doubt you?
That's hockey, I think.
Thank you.
That's not a person.
That's a terrible name.
I'm a person.
That's mean.
No, they've been playing really well.
Hey, speaking of this guy.
That's a terrible name.
Will Ferrell hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow night.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Jackpot.
Listen, this is a very, very small. I have 3 sound bites. I'll play one, and we'll, maybe if I have time, I'll play one later. Will Ferrell was on Fallon last night, and Fallon told a story about Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, and him hanging out at a bar. And Vince Vaughn saw Will Ferrell walk into the bathroom and decided he was going to go kick the door in the stall while Will was pooping. But listen to this.
We were hanging out with Vince Vaughn all night. So you go to the bathroom, right? So Vince Vaughn goes, hey, we're in the urinal standing next to each other. And Vince Vaughn goes, he's in the stall now. He goes, watch this. This is going to be funny. And he kicks open the stall. And it's not you. It's something else.
They got in a fight. He actually fought the guy.
Oh,
he kicked the door open.
Brilliant.
The guy's like, ah!
Did the guy pull his pants up first?
Imagine.
Think of that, though. Think of the moment. Think of how surreal it was when you took the stinkiest dump of your life and you opened that airplane door and Sheryl Crow was waiting to use the toilet, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And you had to simultaneously
be cool.
Be cool and go like, wow, Sheryl Crow. And also absolute 100% fear and embarrassment.
Yep.
And you had to mix those emotions.
Yeah.
Think if you're just out at a bar, you're doing your thing, you're about to wrap it up, and all of a sudden, the door gets kicked open, and you are balancing rage with an embarrassment, maybe, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then it's, is that goddamn Vince Vaughn?
Right, yeah.
And you have to somehow go, well, I still have to fight him, but I kind of... Swingers is iconic. I love Swingers. Wedding Crashers, great.
I have to snap this off first, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But then he's got to go down.
Maybe he does. Fight, if you ask him politely, maybe he would have.
Isn't Vince Vaughn like 6'6"?
He's a big
giant
dude,
guy, yeah.
Kick my ass, man. But you got to start swinging. He kicked the door open.
That's funny.
All right, an epic battle when we return. AJ gets his second crack at win number 100 in his initials career. And the last two times Creasel has played, he's gotten the win. Can Parrish get to win 20? Can one of these guys hit another milestone? We'll find out with initials after this on The Fan.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's 823. Here's the deal. No nobbies, no proddies. The Power Trip Morning Show is ready. It's 823. Mark Parrish, AJ Monsieur, Mitsos Paul Lambert, and the great, the man himself, the myth, the legend, the gentleman John Creasel.
Let's go.
Ready to play some initials. Corey, are you ready?
Absolutely, sir.
Then let's hit this opener.
Last week on Initials, things got intense and stupid, but mostly stupid.
Mark.
Yep.
Seabass.
Mark.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
He was baiting you on that one.
Yes, he was, and I bit.
A week after getting his first win in months, AJ started out strong.
AJ.
Okay.
Santa baby?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh. AJ.
Yep.
Spoiled brat?
That's right.
But then things spun out of control. Thankfully, AJ was wearing a seatbelt.
Was once required to drive at least 50 miles. AJ was first.
Seatbelt?
Sandra Bullock.
That's right.
Sauce.
Does everybody remember when the seatbelt was at the Met Gala?
With Sauce and AJ tied at four going into item 12, both players looked for a walk-off win.
Paul, for the win, sperm bank.
That's right.
Oh, the walk-off win. Sperm bank is correct.
This week on Initials, White Bear Lake High School grad and back-to-back Initials game winner John Creasel looks to make it three in a row. Can Paris spoil Creasel's run like American International did to the Huskies back in March?
Brilliant.
A Belgian-style beer sponsorship, considering he only wins once in a blue moon? Will AJ find win number 100 and ruin Sauce's trip to Vegas? Initials starts now.
Vegas! Way to go, Zach! You awesome bitch!
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew!
Specifically, Mountain Dew Game Fuel, made for gamers by gamers. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel, victory in a can.
Thanks, Mountain Dew.
Thanks, Game Fuel.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show. We have for over 5 years, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. It can essentially be anything as long as they share the same initials. All 12 items do. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here on the air in a couple of seconds. Each item has six clues. I start reading clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9, held by Sauce and AJ. And AJ is also your all-time wins leader with 99 career victories.
Thanks, Corey. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House, downtown St. Paul. They're going to give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer all weekend long, including Sunday when they have the Bloody Mary Bar and their Sunday brunch.
Winner of four out of the last six, Stella got her groove back. Sauce with 91 career victories.
If I win today, you can go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries. You get six donuts free when you buy six all weekend long. Just tell them Meat Sauce won Initials.
Hawk has 56 career wins.
That's right. If I win today, go to radco.com all weekend long. Put in the promo code Initials. You get 10% off your online order. Listen, on everything but a topper, and there's so much people want for Christmas. So I'm going to win. You're going to use the promo code Initials on radco.com.
Mm. Mark Parrish has 19 career wins. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And if Mark Parrish wins today, you can get a free Perry, which is a Northland vodka soda with a lemon, or a half-priced order of chicken wings at the Fremont in Uptown.
Oh,
one of these days, people are going to drink on me.
What about the crease?
Yeah. What about the crease? Tyler George. Excuse me. I skipped Ben. Ben Lieber has 5 career victories. He's 5th all time. Tyler George has 3 career victories. He is 6th all time. Attempting to tie Tyler today, 7th all time with 2 career victories. The last two times he played, the gentleman, John Creasel. And John, you're also 6th all time in points with 28.
Love it. go to my website, johnmcreasel.com. Book me for a speech for your next event.
Yes!
Side note, by the way, last week, AJ, you crossed the 900 mark. You now have 900 career points.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys have that race to 1,000, and there's like a side bet between who? Is it
me?
Hawk and Sauce? Who's betting? Sauce, you are well on your way to win that bet, winning that bet. You have 962 points. AJ has 900.
Well, he'll probably get 10.
It would be a mathematical disaster if he gets 100 before you get 38.
What if I die? What if I die?
Here we go. The initials this week. Don't use your phones. You have to pronounce the answers correctly. The initials this week. S-G.
S, girl.
S-G. And away we go. Item one.
Clue number one.
From Inglewood, New Jersey.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to 1998's The Wedding Singer.
Clue number three.
Made Billboard Hot 100 history.
Clue number four.
Features Wonder Mike, Master G, and Hen Dog.
Mark.
Okay.
Oh.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Sugarland Gang. Dang it.
AJ.
Yep.
Sugar Hill Gang.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave it to him.
Yeah, if you don't say it, he might not get it.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoops.
Sugarland Gang would be better. I like that, man.
Country rep.
Man. All right. AJ steals that one. AJ has a 1-0 lead.
Mind, AJ.
Here's item two of SG.
Clue number one.
A variant appeared in an 1893 Sherlock Holmes story.
Clue number two.
In December of 2018, President Trump added the letter C.
Clue number three.
Connected to a couple of professional wrestlers.
Clue number four.
Is the majority of a title of an infamous website that debuted in 1997.
Clue number five.
This is almost always connected to crime. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Say reference to an object that serves as conclusive evidence.
John.
Yep. Ah, dang it.
Smoking gun.
Ah. That's right.
Oh, wow. Nice job.
Nice job, John.
Nice job, Johnny.
Creasel going for three straight. He's on the board. Creasel with one with Smoking Gun. AJ has one with Sugarland Gang.
You blew it!
Yeah! Here's item three of SG.
Clue number one.
The first word is sometimes off.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to wings.
Clue number three.
Connected to the number two.
John.
Okay.
Shooting guard.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Wow. Did you name your position? Goodness.
Somebody get this guy a sponsor outside of johnmcreasel.com.
No, I was not.
Look at him
shooting
go.
Guard.
Northland could use some help.
Yeah.
Man.
Two out of three for Kreese. Kreese has two. AJ has one. Here's item four of SG.
Clue Creasel, number
Creasel,
one.
Creasel.
Has connections to 2009's Coraline, great movie, and 2002's Unfaithful.
Clue number two.
Popped up in France in the 1800s.
Clue number three.
Has a direct connection to water.
Clue number four.
Famously connected to the film Citizen Kane.
Oh.
Clue number five.
They are often shaken.
Um,
Last but not least,
clue number six.
They offer feature scenes and are made of glass or plastic.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All is first.
Snow globe.
Dang it.
Nice work.
Nice job, Kurt. Those were tough.
That was really tough.
Snow globe. Sauce is on the board. Creasel has two.
Get out of here.
Sauce and AJ one back with one apiece. They're stupid ass stuff. My God.
This room just got
sit down,
greasy. Man.
Nice bandana, you douchebag. Sit down. Creasel with two. Just go to Vegas now. Creasel with two, Sauce and AJ with one apiece. Here's item five of SG.
Clue number one.
Here we go. Ready for this? Let's see if I can get this right. The technical term is cyanoacrylate.
Please get that right.
Cyanoacrylate.
Clue number one.
The technical term is cyanoacrylate. Maybe.
Clue number two.
Has a relatively short shelf life.
Clue number three.
Often used by medical personnel.
Clue number four.
In a sense, appeared in the Lego movie.
AJ.
Oh, Mark.
Crap.
Mark.
Super glue.
That's right.
Oh, good job.
Super glue.
Nice job, Abe.
Please stop distracting me with your chest, Dave.
What are you doing? This isn't about you.
It is.
He's a Lambert.
Yeah. Oh, I get that game.
Creasel has two. AJ has two. Sauce has one. Parrish and Hawk yet to score, but we're not even halfway through the game. Here's item
guys.
Six.
Come on, go, guys. We got this.
Item six of SG.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1871.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to cigarettes.
Clue number three.
Is connected to Jerome Adams.
Clue number four.
Connected to the federal government.
John.
Okay.
Surgeon General.
That's right.
Wow. How in the sweet hell did you get that?
Creasel's halfway Surgeon through General's the game warning. With a lead. He's got 3 points. AJ one back with two. Sauce with one.
Got it.
Here's item seven of SG.
Clue number one.
In 1936, fans of Buck Rogers bought the XZ-44 model.
Clue number two.
Okay.
Shoot.
Five, four, three.
Stun gun.
Hawk is out for the remainder of item seven.
Stupid.
Clue number two.
In a sense, appeared in The Lost Boys.
Clue number three.
Most are relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. Damn it.
Clue number four.
They come in many colors.
Oh, you moron.
John.
You're making me feel bad.
Okay. Four, three, two.
Shot glass. I shouldn't have said
out no, for the remainder of item seven. We're down to AJ Sauce and Parrish.
Damn it, straight to hell.
Clue number five.
Most are made of plastic. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
The early 1990s saw a temporary craze with the release of the Super Soaker.
Paul.
Paul was first.
Squirt gun.
That's right.
Sauce with squirt gun.
Was that what you were going to say, Hawk?
After I said stun gun, I immediately knew I was wrong. Yeah. I immediately knew it was squirt gun.
Damn it. It's not over yet. You got five items to go. Crease has three. AJ Crease. And Sauce with two. Parrish and Hawk yet to score, but there's still five items left.
Come on.
Here's item eight of SG.
Clue number one.
Was a Cinnabon manager in Omaha, Nebraska.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Clue number three.
His name is Jimmy McGill.
Clue number four.
He's a lawyer.
AJ.
Okay.
Saul Goodman.
That's right.
Oh, nice job, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. From Breaking Bad.
Better Call Saul. Okay. Yep. All right.
I knew when you said Albuquerque, that was just...
Saul Goodman.
Good pull, man.
That was nice, AJ.
All right. Nice. Kreese and AJ now tied at the top with three apiece. Sauce, one back with two. Parrish and Hawk yet to score. We have four items to go. Kreese and AJ tied for the lead with three. Here's item 9 of SG.
Clue number 1.
This was a critically hated 1998 Larry David film.
Clue number 2.
Potentially connected to candy.
John?
Okay.
Sour grapes.
Holy.
That's right.
Wow. What?
How did you know that?
Yes.
What just happened?
Kreese.
Are you nuts?
How would you?
Some say I am.
Wow.
There's sometimes when people come in and they win and it's kind of like, not that it was handed to them,
dude,
but it just happens. You earn every freaking
Honestly, how did that come in your head?
Oh, you're not. Don't know.
Sour grape was a flavor?
All right, let's help. Wow. Let's help him out, okay?
Dude,
all
right, let's go, fellas.
Let's help him out.
No one's ever seen that movie. So that's legitimately one of the better guesses we've had in a long time. That was crazy good. Wow. Kreese with 4. AJ with 3. Sauce with 2. Parrish and Hawk mathematically eliminated, but keep playing. Obviously, Kreese will need some help. Here's item 10 of SG. Maybe he doesn't need help for Gad 6. Just let him win on his own.
Seriously. Clue number 1.
Connected to gates.
Clue number 2.
Debuted on its biggest stage in 1988.
Paul.
Okay.
Sega Genesis.
Oh.
Good guess, dog.
Thank you.
Out for the remainder of item 10.
Clue number 3.
It's connected to racing.
Clue number 4.
Involves snow.
Clue number 5.
Has connections to Peekaboo Street, Bodie Miller, and Lindsey Vonn.
John.
Yep. 5, 4.
Hawk.
3, 2.
Hawk.
1. Okay. Nothing. Hawk.
I think it's called Super G.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Super G is correct.
Thank you.
All right.
I believe it's shortened for Super Giant Slalom, but Super G was exactly what I was looking for. You helped him out, right?
Okay, I did.
You see, he rang in, didn't have anything, but you bailed him out.
Okay, we got this,
guys. The same thing, almost the same thing as him getting it, right? Kind of. Number 11 of SG, Kreese, you are going for the win. If you get either of the remaining two items, you have a third consecutive victory. Kreese going for the win. Here's item 11 of SG.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in 2015's The Big Short.
Clue number 2.
It's connected to The Scene.
Clue number 3.
Appeared on Saturday Night Live on January 23rd, 2016.
Clue number 4.
Connected to Hotel Transylvania.
Clue number 5.
Appeared on Barney and Friends.
Mark.
Okay.
Selena Gomez.
That's right.
Yeah! Oh, wow. AJ, you moron.
Selena Gomez.
Thank
look at this.
You, sir.
It's a three-way team to try to help Kreese get to the finish line.
We're the defensemen.
Oh, man. One more, Kreese.
We're keeping that puck out of the zone net.
That mathematically eliminates Sauce. So
never
Kreese,
on the ice playing D, but let's do it anyway.
If Kreese, Parrish, Sauce, or Hockey gets this right, Kreese is the winner. So AJ needs this for the tie. Anybody else gets Kreese a third consecutive victory. Kreese going for the win. AJ going for the tie. Item 12 of SG.
Clue number 1.
In America, dates back to the 1700s.
Clue number 2.
Connected to cheaters, ponies.
Hawk.
Yep.
Scapegoat. Damn it.
I think that's one word.
I don't know. I'm dumb.
John.
Yeah. Okay. Paul. You're gambling. John for the win.
Shooting gallery.
Oh!
Paul, you want to ring in too or not? You don't have to since he got it wrong.
No.
You're going to pass. Okay, so we're down to AJ,
on,
Sauce, and Parrish. Let me finish clue 2.
Clue number 2.
Connected to cheaters, ponies, and roundeds.
Paul.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
That's also one word.
That is a great guess. That's a great guess, though. If it wasn't one
word. We're down
word.
To AJ and Parrish. Parrish, bail him out.
Come on, Perry.
Come on, dude.
Come on, Perry.
Ah, Parrish.
Clue number three.
Are often collected.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Clue number four.
Connected to spirits. AJ for the tie.
Shot glass.
That's right.
Son of a...
You guys blew that so bad. You got desperate.
Yep, I knew
it. You were swinging for the fence. You should have just waited.
Yep. All right.
You were gambling.
And now I feel horrible.
Here we go.
All right. You're good.
Creasel and AJ.
Shot glasses.
Creasel. I got to earn it.
Come on, Creasel.
Creasel and AJ tiebreaker. AJ going for win number 100 and Creasel going for his third consecutive victory. There's only three clues in a tiebreaker. It's just the two of them. If you ring and get it wrong, your opponent gets to hear the remainder of the clues, of course. Here we go. Tiebreaker number one, SG for all the marbles.
Clue number one.
Connected to sailing competitions in 1996.
Clue number two.
Connected to a murder mystery in a 2009 episode of The Office. Last but not least.
Clue number three.
Known as the hostess city of the South, it is the oldest city. AJ for the win.
Savannah, Georgia.
Win number 100.
That's right.
It's so badly. Bad. I knew shot glass the minute you said that second clue.
You blew it so bad. Win number 100.
Well done, AJ.
What happens now?
Well done, AJ.
We all go to Rival House. We all celebrate. Free tap beers, $3 initials appetizers, Bloody Mary bar on Sunday, and the Sunday brunch. Rival House downtown St. Paul, let's go.
Win number 100. Go, that was a nice badass
job.
Dude. What a
that
comeback.
Nice job,
you
dude.
Had all four of them against you for the last two, and you had to get both, and you got it.
Get the hell out of here,
crazy,
you guys.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Go to Vegas.
Final segment of the
Live
Power
Rangers.
Sorry.
Have fun.
Scene Bear Pookie.
Minnesota's.
Intercepted. Gophers got it.
Home for football.
Knocked away. And the Minnesota Vikings come up with a big W.
This is FM 100.3 KFAN.
Man, we ran really late last segment because it was the longest initials game ever.
Man, that was a great one, though.
I just think you guys blew it so badly.
I know, but that one was fun. I don't mind losing that one. That was a fun game. Nice job on that. Those were my favorite
scores.
Yeah,
was good.
100.
Those were good, man.
Yeah, the game this year, what are we on, season 5? Is that what the Power Trip Initials calls it or whatever?
So.
The way that the game has progressed and the way that the clues are developed and you have fun with them now and do it intelligently. I'm not trying to
kiss
that ass.
It,
go ahead.
It makes it so much more fun.
Yeah, it's a riddle more than just facts.
You kick yourself more when you don't get it. And when you do get it, you feel that sense of accomplishment. And this is also the year that I've basically dominated. So
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, so you love it.
Dude, and again, I know he lost, but Creasel could play.
We need him to play every week.
Sour grapes,
we got to do what we
blew
can.
My mind.
Yeah.
I told Chris again, there are some when people come in and we all miss and somebody gets it, or we're just being dumb. Creasel earns every freaking point he gets.
Yeah,
we
he's good.
Get him to come in as much as possible because he's
that's
not the
okay.
only
we
one
don't
can
need
beat
to.
Him
no.
right now.
Kid can play.
Opinion. Yep. All right. Where are you going to be again tonight, Parrish? Please tell me real
Top
quick.
Top 10 Liquors in Blaine.
Beauty.
Blaine. For what now?
Come out for Northland Tasting.
Oh, Northland Vodka. Right on.
That's right.
All right, we're going to record a podcast. Michael Russo's in for PA next. PA's already in bye week mode as well. All those other idiots are already on their way to the airport for the Vegas trip.
Have fun, boys. I love you all.
We'll see you on Monday. Hawk, you and I'll be back Monday.
That's right.
We're back
be in.
Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We are off Thursday, and then the Power Trip does have our anniversary show on Black Friday, 7 to 9. We are absolutely live next Black Friday, so initials will be back. A week from today.
Pause for pause tonight, everybody. Check it out. If you got nothing going on, Chase and Ovation live on stage is going
to
be great.
And go to the Rival House in St. Paul.
Amen.
Get your free beer and your $3 initials appetizer.
See you Monday.
KFAN. Total.